It's all about who you know.
AM 760 in HD.
This is Jay Marvin, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Air America Radio News. I'm Mike Piazza. The news is brought to you by SEIU Service Employees in...
No breakthrough on Mideast peace talks.
I expect to return to the region soon.
Three climbers stranded on Mount Hood.
White out, heavy snow, very cold.
Airline blues.
I'm very disappointed in JetBlue.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Another day, new bloodshed in Iraq where nearly 100 people have been killed since yesterday. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan has more from Baghdad.
Suicide bombers and gunmen struck in Iraqi towns to the north, south, and west of Baghdad today, while U.S. and Iraqi forces continued their efforts to try and secure the capital. But a string of attacks here showed just how difficult that task will be.
Well, CBS's Cammy McCormick has spent time with the unit trying to get Iraqi troops ready to meet the challenge.
Incoming rounds.
More than 40 Iraqi police and soldiers are being trained in how to defend their bases. An attack is staged. This is a drill, but on the streets near Baqaba, Iraqi checkpoints are often overrun by insurgents, roads leading to them laid with bombs to target American forces coming to their rescue. So a decision was made.
What we decided to do is break down checkpoints and go more on the offensive.
Lieutenant Colonel Jay George says that will involve a lot more training at makeshift academies like this one. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Camp Gabe, Diyala Province.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington in the other war, the conflict in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda is showing new muscle. Quoting U.S. intelligence and counterterrorism officials, the New York Times reports senior Al-Qaeda leaders have firmed up control of the terror network. Terror expert M.J. Gohel sees a pattern.
It's been known for some time that Al-Qaeda is once again reorganizing itself.
The Bush administration has described Osama bin Laden as on the run, but according to this published report, U.S. officials now believe the most wanted terror leaders are regrouping along the rugged border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, Nick.
An explosion and fire aboard an Indian train bound for Pakistan. At least 66 people are dead. Police say they found unexploded bombs and gasoline aboard cars not hit in the attack north of New Delhi. The talks are over now in Jerusalem with a little progress as Secretary of State Rice tries to rekindle negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger reports.
The summit was overshadowed by the decision of moderate Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to join a unity government with the Islamic militant group Hamas. Secretary Rice expressed U.S. and Israeli concerns.
Any Palestinian Authority government must be committed to nonviolence, recognition of Israel.
But Hamas refuses to accept that, so with little common ground, the summit failed to achieve a breakthrough. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
To Oregon's Mount Hood, where rescuers are waiting for first light and a break in the weather before making a final push to reach two women and a man trapped with a dog since yesterday. Reporter Alana Adams of CBS affiliate KOIN-TV.
One of those search crews from above those missing climbers did come down off the mountain. It is pretty treacherous right now. That's why they're trying to be very cautious about how they reach these people.
The three had fallen off a cliff yesterday. None is believed seriously injured. A new and frightening warning from climate scientists who've been studying ice melt in Greenland and Antarctica. CBS News reporter Larry Miller has details.
Even if global warming can be cut, there's a 50% chance it's too late to stop the meltdown of ice sheets in Antarctica and Greenland. That, according to a UN panel of climate change experts. Its report will be sent to world governments. It warns sea levels could rise by as much as 20 feet, putting underwater countries including Holland and Bangladesh, wiping out New York, London, and Tokyo. But it won't happen overnight. It's predicted waters will rise 3 feet every century. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
It's four past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The National Weather Service says there's been at least an inch of snow at the former Stapleton International Airport in Denver for 60 days now. That's where these things are measured, and yes, it is approaching a record, but it may not make it past today. Longest snow streak on record was 63 days back in 83-84. Avalanche control work is done for now up in the high country, but that doesn't mean the danger's over.
The avalanche danger is currently considerable in the northern mountains.
The Avalanche Information Center says natural slides are possible and human-triggered slides are probable. They say hikers and skiers in the backcountry should avoid any slopes steeper than 30 degrees. Suncor is still investigating what caused a power failure at its 90,000-barrel-a-day oil refinery in Commerce City. Company says the power interruption yesterday caused the west side of that plant to shut down for a while. The Vail and Beaver Creek ski areas are each renaming a trail in honor of the late President Gerald Ford. Vail Mountain says it'll name the lower part of the Giant Steps Trail 38 in honor of Ford, the country's 38th president. Beaver Creek, meanwhile, is renaming its Pitchfork Trail, which winds past Ford's former home. It'll now be called President Ford's Trail. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. A pretty nice start to the week. We've got light traffic. Not a lot to slow you down for the President's Day holiday, except an early morning crash right around westbound I-70 and Chambers. All good in and around Boulder. And for the high country, no chain laws in effect. Just watch out for some slick spots along I-70 over the summit. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built to last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3411. 1-800-414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 biggest mistakes investors make and how to avoid them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
Or your local retailer. Audit defense fees apply.
The Osgood File, February 19th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, yes, the only radio show that changes the opening theme every 3 weeks. So we'll have another one coming up in about two more weeks. Good morning, 610, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 49. Chance of rain and snow, about a 40% chance. And if I had to guess, I bet you it would be rain. And a chance of snow tonight. However, some lady called last week. Was it last Friday? Yeah, she said,
stop talking about the weather. And don't talk about the potholes.
Well, you know, we were going to have Mayor Hickenlooper on today.
Yeah.
To try to ask him about the potholes. But today is President's Day, and he's not at work. Neither is anybody else on the federal, state, or local level, I believe. I think they're all off today.
They still get paid, though, don't they?
Well, sure, but they're entitled to a holiday, don't you think?
No.
Why not? Because you don't get one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what are we doing here?
No, but what ticks me off is it seems like federal employees get more holidays.
Oh, stop.
You know.
Nobody gets more holidays. Nobody gets more time off than you.
Congress. Congress gets more time off.
Well, that's true. Although they did, they were there on Saturday and did vote on Saturday.
Yeah, and what happened?
Nothing. got gridlocked again. Tried to vote on Iraq. Boy, what's up with my voice this morning? Can you hear that?
You haven't got a frog. You got a whole swamp in there.
Yeah, I don't know. We got Representative Ed Perlmutter coming up at
what a great guy.
7. So we'll talk to him about what went on in the House this last week and about the Iraqi vote. And if a non-binding resolution is enough, or should congressional Democrats step up to the plate and flat out just cut the funds off? And we'll get his take on that.
Problem is, they just can't get it through the Senate.
Well, we don't have a clear-cut majority there.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, we got the majority.
Well, by what? Two seats? That's not enough.
Up or down? Up or
you
down?
You got to have 60 votes.
Up or down?
In order to make that happen.
Remember how the Republicans kept screaming that? Up or down? Up or down?
Oh, yeah, that was on the judges.
Yeah.
That was on, what's his name? The Supreme Court judge.
Alito?
I think it was on Alito and also...
Roberts.
Roberts. But they kept yelling that. Now, all of a sudden, they don't want to play that game.
Right.
Well, what did you expect?
Of course.
But at least, you know, at least Harry Reid and at least the majority of the Democrats are not out there screaming up or down.
Yeah.
They're not playing that game.
A little more class than
that. So that's refreshing. All right, I'm here to tell you this this weekend, considering that today is a Monday, I'm here to tell you that I did not, in any way, shape, or form, watch any of the Talking Head shows yesterday.
But you did watch the Daytona 500.
I didn't watch that either.
No, you didn't.
Did you?
No. I was watching the golf tournament.
No, I didn't watch the Daytona 500. I'm not a NASCAR fan. Although I know there's a lot of people that are. I'm just not one. Oval track racing, for the most part, doesn't do anything.
No, me neither.
So I didn't see that, and I didn't see, because I saw on one of the Talking Head shows, and I can't remember which one it was, maybe it was Meet the Press, that the guest was Tony Snow. And I immediately thought, no, I'm not sitting through this. Yeah, I'm not sitting through this, because he's not going to tell the truth.
No, we watch enough of his lies every night on Olbermann.
Yeah, so enough's enough.
Guy is good at spin, though. Got to say that for him.
Well, you know, he's
the
a real
best they've had.
You know, he's a real nice guy.
That's what everybody says. How did he wind up working for these sleazeballs?
Because he's conservative and because I guess he wanted the experience, and he's basically a writer. Yeah. He started out as a writer, so
give him something
he'll get out
about.
And he'll write a book about
yeah.
it. But I spent a whole afternoon with him once.
Did you?
Yeah, 2004 at the Democratic National Convention. Stuck in the media area. Nobody couldn't leave because if you left, you couldn't get back in because they had some security scare. So they had locked down the place.
So it was you and Tony Snow.
So it was me, Tony Snow, and a bunch of other conservative talking heads, and I think I was the only liberal in the whole place.
Were you getting nervous?
No, he's a real nice guy. He's a real nice guy.
What did you talk about?
Not politics. Talked about broadcasting, about radio. Might have talked a little bit about politics. I kind of cross-examined him a little bit about Fox.
Now, where did he get his start? Washington?
Detroit.
In Detroit.
Writing for the Detroit newspapers, and then he sat in for Limbaugh, and then got a show of his own. And at that time, he had a show of his own with Fox Radio. Same people that syndicate Alan Combs and also Bill O'Reilly. And then he split that gig to take the job as the press secretary for the White House.
Wonder if he'll go back to it after he
I'm sure.
Finishes up.
Either that or TV or something. But he's not a bad guy. He really isn't. But then I get criticized often by people who go, you're too easy on those people. Well, what are you going to say? You hate the guy? I just don't agree with him.
Yeah.
I just think he's full of it, but that's okay. I mean, I don't hate any of those people.
No, I don't think
it's a good thing to do.
I hate Cheney. I hate Rumsfeld.
Yeah, but how can you really say you hate them if you don't know them? You hate what they stand for. You hate their policies. You dislike their amorality.
Yeah, seeing them on TV, just the impression.
They're not the kind of people you'd want to hang around
with.
No,
not at all. Poor excuses for human beings.
But hate's a pretty strong, overused word, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true, but
so a lot of people use the word hate, and then they really, I mean, there's varying degrees. I mean, you can like somebody, but it doesn't mean you have to hate them, but then you can absolutely downright just hate somebody.
Despise.
That would be a better term.
There we go.
Despise?
Yes.
Not like?
I despise Dick Cheney.
Yeah, somewhere around in there. He's not one of your favorite people. You wouldn't invite him to your Christmas party?
I wouldn't walk.
You wouldn't walk across the street to
see
him?
I wouldn't walk across the street to spit in his face.
All right, I find nothing wrong with that. I have the same sentiment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give him the time of day. I would have nothing to... What would you say to him if you saw him? I'd have nothing to say to him. I mean, what would you do? Would you run up to him and start screaming,
what that guy in New Orleans said when he was down there is what I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, would you just walk up and give him the F word and walk off? What would you say? What would you do? I don't know what I would say to him. I don't think I have anything to say to him.
I would do that. If I saw he was on television like that guy in New Orleans...
Oh, went by and went, F you, Mr. Cheney.
I would start screaming the F word at him.
Yeah, okay, but where would that get you?
Nowhere, but I'd have fun. I'd have a giggle.
Yeah, as you're arrested by the Secret Service.
Yeah, they did detain that guy, didn't
you,
they?
You know, you walk up and do that.
Whatever
that's
happened
what
to
will
free
happen.
Speech. Whatever happened
well,
to free speech.
Well, wait a minute. Let me point something out to you that may be kind of painful. But Cheney's not the first person to do that. Bill Clinton did it, too.
Had somebody arrested?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Sure. Remember the couple at the Taste of Chicago?
No.
And the woman, the man and the woman were there, and the woman flipped him off?
I didn't hear about
this. And he had her and her husband arrested by the Chicago police, and they said that they acted on behalf of the Secret Service, and they went to court. And the charges were dropped.
I had no idea this other crime.
And they got a little bit of damages.
Good.
Off of it.
Good for that.
Now, let me as Richard Nixon used to say, let me make one thing perfectly clear.
I'll make one thing perfectly clear.
I'm not saying that Bill Clinton turned around and said, arrest those people. I don't think he even saw that happen. I don't think he saw it. I think that the Secret Service and the Chicago police went out and did it. That it wasn't Bill Clinton who turned around and said, okay, you know what, you flip me off, I'm the president of the United States, I'll just have you put under arrest. I don't think that he personally did it, but it happened. And I'm with you. What happens is your right of free speech.
Don't these people work for us? Don't we pay their salaries?
Well, sure, but that's the oldest argument in the world.
I know.
All right, it's 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up, we're going to tap into what is going on in the mind of youth. We got that coming up, and hope you'll stick around here this morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Can we hear that? Do we have that guy talking to Cheney? Yeah, listen to this.
I was talking to the mayor in those areas. One of the things you got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
I was getting a lot of that, Mr. Vice President,
and it's the first time I've heard it.
Oh, yeah, right.
John, never mind. I don't
She'll love that.
I love that. I remember Cheney.
The only way to get 24/7, 365 NASCAR coverage is to get a Sirius satellite radio at your neighborhood Radio Shack. It's like being in the pit.
Get a free $30 shopping spree at the NASCAR.com Superstore when you buy a Sirius Sportster 4 and a 6-month prepaid Sirius subscription only at Radio Shack. And with Sirius, you also get 100% commercial-free music. Good through 2/24/07. Must be activated by 3/10/07. E-certificate for shopping spree available online only. Activation fees, taxes, and restrictions apply. Details in store.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Mike Turner. He's got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner has successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice. Mary and I went through this a couple of years ago. And if you got this pending, make sure you get a good attorney. And the person to go to is Mike Turner. He's also been involved with wrongful death cases, auto collision cases. Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, call him at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Your car looks amazing, man. How do you find the time?
Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast, quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations, Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi.
Where's the best place to find antioxidants? One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. Chance of a rain and snow today. And a high of 49. 303-713-7600. And I got four open lines here. I don't know if anybody's going to call up about this or not. And maybe I'm the only one who's deeply bothered by this. But I see Hispanics as being a huge, huge, huge target in this country. That if you have a Hispanic last name, it's immediately assumed by some, hello, David Schultheis, and others, that you must be illegal. And that the only thing that Hispanics in this society do is manual labor and get involved in crime and are illegal immigrants or undocumented, whichever you choose to use, and that they're basically a nuisance and a drag on society. I get emails from time to time from people who accuse me of not having a logical or realistic view towards the subject of illegal immigration. And I've said over and over again that I think that the borders should be secure, that I'm not for open borders, that there ought to be an orderly process for those who want to come here, work, and then leave. And there ought to be an orderly process for those who want to come here and stay and become American citizens. We have let all kinds of people in here for all kinds of different reasons. And we have always relied to some degree on immigrant labor. But what I hear and what I see in the news a lot is a growing degree of racism. And I see it not only towards Muslims, but I also see it, and I guess when you talk about Muslims, you would talk about religious bigotry, but I also see it towards Hispanics. And this story is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. And how many of these stories have I brought, you know, to your attention and said, hey, look at this. Now, this happened in Santa Clara, California, which is in Northern California, if my memory serves me correctly. A south-of-the-border theme party has stirred outrage at a Silicon Valley university after students showed up dressed as Hispanic janitors, gardeners, gangbangers, and pregnant teens. Photographs in the private off-campus party organized by the Santa Clara University students in late January appeared on the Internet soon afterwards, prompting outcries on the campus. One image showed a partygoer with a balloon stuffed under her shirt, making her appear pregnant. In another, a woman wears pink rubber cleaning gloves and carries a feather duster.
Those wacky college kids.
Now, a protest march organized by students attracted 250 people while the campus has held meetings and plans a forum. A lot of people have the idea that Mexicans or Latin Americans are like that, and that's wrong, said Nadine Roche, 18, a finance major from Guatemala who did not attend the party. Where do these kids get these images? And this whole idea that Hispanics keep getting pounded about the fact that, and these are the same labels, these are the same things that we used to see that used to be applied to African Americans in this country, that they're gangbangers, that they're involved in crime, that they're janitors, they're gardeners, they're menial, there's no middle class, blah, 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 on and on and on. So where do these kids pick up this message?
Their parents, their peers.
That doesn't say much for us, does it?
No, it doesn't.
And I've often wondered what the strong current, and I know it's there, the strong current of Anglo anger is towards Hispanic immigrants. What's that current?
Why is...
Well, because they'll go on and talk about how they murder people, about how they're responsible for crimes and killings, and they'll you know, spout all these statistics, these false statistics, and they go on and on and on. You know, Tom Tancredo is one of the chief mouthpiece foisters of that whole thing, and there are others, and that they're, you know, destroying the system and blah, 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 and...
You know, you would understand.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
You would understand to a degree African-American hostility toward Hispanics.
Why?
Under the idea that the Hispanics are taking jobs away from
African-Americans. Well, then get better trained and get a better job.
Yeah, but the Anglo hostility, Hispanics are not taking jobs away from Anglos. I mean, I don't understand.
Well, you'll get people who will call here and say they're in the construction trade, and now they're, instead of paying union dues, now they're paying illegals to do it cheaper. But my answer to that always is, well, where was your caring about unions 20 years ago, 15 yeah. years ago? But to have kids go to a party and do this kind of stuff?
That's... Remember when, was it Prince Harry showed up at a party in Britain wearing a Nazi uniform?
Yeah.
I mean, God.
What it gets to me is, are we ever in any way, shape, or form, do you think, ever going to get a hold of our I don't know what the term you'd use to describe it.
Xenophobia? Would it be a...
Our negative, angry emotions and this whole idea that anybody who is in any way, shape, or form different from us threatens us.
Or is it inbred? Is it part of our genetic code?
All right, is something you can't get over?
Fear of strangers.
All right, is it natural for people to be threatened by people who they don't understand?
Thousands.
Or they don't see?
Or years ago,
or,
yeah.
Or can you look at it as being, wow, you know, that's, I mean, cultural diversity, which is kind of a cliche, but I mean, why is that a bad thing?
It's not, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm not, you know, it's not as far as I'm concerned
that's,
either.
That's why I never joined a fraternity when I was in college.
No, fraternities are the worst.
Yeah.
Frat boys absolutely and completely 100% suck.
I mean, you look at George Bush and you just see the 60-year-old frat boy there.
Well, you don't even have to look at him. I've had numerous discussions on the radio about frats. Let me tell you what they do. They always call in and try to tell you about all the charity work they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. In between drinking and doing dope and causing people problems. That's what they're really all about.
And date rape.
Yeah, that's in there too. You know what? You're right about that. And I have experience with them because anybody who was a disc jockey knows that you used to, at various rock and roll stations I worked at, you had the mobile disc jockey service.
Right.
Where we all owned a part of it, and everybody bought airtime on the radio station for ads. And a lot of what we did was in front of those fraternities. And they were drunk, and they were rude, and they wanted to fight you. And they wanted to get into it with each other. But back to this whole thing about the South of the Border Party. This whole idea. Well, it goes along with this idea, and there's been several bills like this across the country. And the most recent one in Pahrump, Nevada, the city council ended up withdrawing it. They ended up taking it away, and they weren't going to enforce it. But this idea that English must be the mandatory language.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're insecure about that. Or people say to you, look, that application, it's in English and Spanish. That sign, it's in English and Spanish. Oh my God. Like, can you believe what this country's coming to? I mean, does that bother you when you see that?
Well, I was just talking to my parents in Miami yesterday, and my aunt got outraged because apparently some South Florida legislator led an assemblage in the Star Spangled in the Pledge of Allegiance in Spanish.
So what?
And my aunt was so outraged she wrote a letter to the Miami Herald and got published.
So what? So what if they say the Pledge of Allegiance in Spanish?
Yeah,
who cares?
I know.
I don't know. See, I don't get all of this. Okay, so 303-713-7600. And so if you want to get in line here, call up and chest beat and scream and yell about how, my God, I went to the Piggly Wiggly and they had signs in Spanish.
you know what ticks off a lot of the Anglos in South Florida is when two Hispanic people will be conversing. They'll be standing in an elevator or something. They'll be conversing in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Together.
I don't understand that.
Well, yeah, well, because they think they're talking about them.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be along the same lines. That'd be along the same lines as if you made English the official language and if it was a law, what would the punishment be? That you'd get like a misdemeanor ticket or something? So if two people came here from Botswana or from Le Mans, France, and they were in the elevator and they were talking French, would you dial 911 and call the cops?
Dumb.
All right, here to do the... we'll take your calls coming up. 303-713-7600. Here to do the traffic... do you know any other languages except English?
You talking to me, Jay?
Of course.
You talking to me?
You know, I'm half Hispanic, but my Spanish is terrible.
Oh. Is it really?
It's awful.
Oh, because you know what? We should do all of the Spanish. We should do all of the traffic reports in Spanish some morning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just to drive those people crazy who hate that.
Tancredo would be storming the gates here.
You know, don't you think? Have like bilingual traffic. I'd love that.
Interesting.
Well, you grew up in Los Angeles. Do you speak Spanish?
Used to. Can understand about every third or fourth word.
Yeah,
can't speak it now.
You know, having grown up in Miami, I wish
I could, though. I'll tell you the first thing I'd do if I could speak Spanish.
What?
I'll tell you exactly the first thing I'd do if I could speak fluent Spanish.
What?
Get a job doing a talk show on a Spanish news talk station somewhere.
Why?
Why not? I think it would be the most interesting thing. I think it would. I think it would really be interesting.
Get a look at a different culture, different perspective on things. Get out of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant mindset.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you think it'd be interesting, Gina?
Yeah.
Sure, of course.
And the ratings would be a whole lot better than they are here, too. 6:30 is 7:37 minutes after 6. Traffic now with Gina.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Should be a really easy commute. A lot of folks have the day off today for President's Day holiday, so downtown traffic's definitely going to be lighter since federal offices are closed. Right now, we just had a little crash cleanup westbound I-70 near Chambers. Looks like we have some debris in the roadway. Westbound I-70 at Havana. I think a dresser's been dropped there, so just watch out for that. Excellent ride, though, eastbound out to DIA. No worries on I-25 this morning at all. Weather today, mostly cloudy, late afternoon rain and snow showers, high of 50. Right now, mostly cloudy, 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Denver Health, Colorado's academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has immediate openings in nursing, physical therapy, sonography.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Mortgage. The Mortgage Store guarantees to save you money. So call my friends at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. I'll give you the number again, 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they're the guaranteed pros.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Always late with your kisses.
My man, Lefty Brazel. I love Lefty.
Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling?
Time Life brings you the top 1,000 country hits of all time. Have your credit card ready. You won't want to miss this great set, right? You won't want to miss this great series. And it comes to you in your own individual collector's box set. I saw Glenn Campbell yesterday, who I haven't seen like in forever, on Channel 9 maybe with paid programming ads, and he was pitching this Time Life country thing. Whoa.
Well, he was, Glenn Campbell was like one of the first country crossovers, wasn't he?
No, there have been others. 641, 41 minutes after the hour here. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about the South the Border Party and also about immigration. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, Greg, how are you?
Good. It's been a long time since I last spoke with you. How you been so far?
I'm doing good, man.
Good to hear. Hey, listen, last time we talked about this identical thing was last year, September 2006, where this was done in Austin, Texas, and they used the names of the historical black figures, and they did the Ghetto Fabulous Party or whatever the deal was.
That's right. We were talking about pimps and hoe parties, I believe, at that time.
Right. See, the thing is that they're picking all this up from television and adult animated type cartoons and things that you find just about anywhere else. I look at a lot of this stuff, and I was watching some of it last night, just to name a few shows on the Fox Entertainment Channel. It was Family Guy and American Dad, and you could see subliminally that these issues of race keep coming up and get thrown out, and they go after Christians, they go after Irish, you know, they go after the typical stereotypical groups over and over and over again, and I think that's where this is coming from. I don't really think that a lot of these kids are bringing this from their own homes. I think they're picking this up, and they're acting sociably with one another, and probably with alcohol. And that's how these ideals come about.
So they're getting it from the media. But it's sad that Hispanics have become such a huge target in this country. And that people, if you have a Hispanic last name, they immediately assume that you're, you must be an illegal. I mean, what is that nonsense?
Absolutely. Well, that kind of fear is really based upon the fact that their numbers of population for Hispanics is rising so quickly in this country.
So why does that scare people?
Because they feel like they're going to lose an identity, that there's going to be an identity shift of what America stands for. And everything that we've been for the past 400 years will no longer be. It will go into a Hispanic type of government and Hispanic type of ideal culture. I think that's the big fear.
I find that to be the weirdest thing. I have never spent 10 seconds worrying about
the Hispanic population growing bigger than the Anglo population.
And a lot of people,
how is that going? You know, here's a question I like to ask those people that are hung up on this. How does that affect their lives?
Because they're looking at everywhere from government to just everything we do socially, as far as how we relate to our history, as far as our American traditions. And you see Bill O'Reilly and these guys, and Pat Buchanan, they go on about this too, the STs or whatever they call it. But they feel like they're losing a sense of a tradition of this country, and that as long as the majority is no longer that ideal of traditionalism, that, you know, all is lost, we're going to be a completely different country. And it's really seated in bigotry, but not so much bigotry. It's really a fear of losing what is historically they feel theirs.
Yeah, well, their argument always is that these people are not assimilating, you know, the
exactly.
way that the Europeans did when they came over here.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, the Europeans didn't assimilate
exactly.
when they came over here. They came over here and killed anybody who was in opposition to them, and then they just set up their own society.
No, I'm talking about the 19th century.
But they still didn't totally assimilate.
No,
I mean,
they had their own ghettos.
You go look at big cities. I mean, you got the Polish section of Chicago. You have the
the Irish section of Boston.
Jewish section of Los Angeles. Yeah, I mean,
and then you also have those Jewish communities and Irish communities all through New York and Italian communities in New York
yeah.
as well. Yeah,
and Chinatown. I mean, what? But I just wonder what it is. Why there are people who like sit around? Oh no! Let me see. In the year 2036, there's going to be whatever million Hispanics, and there's only going to be 125 white people. What the hell are we going to do? Oh my God! What are we going to do?
And it's just the fairness. That's the same fear. Black people are not really upset with losing jobs. What they're really upset with is the same phenomenon. We don't have our own community. We're losing our community to immigration. So you see that playing with both Black America and white America, and it's kind of interesting because they're both angry about the same thing, that the numbers of the Hispanic are growing so fast that we're being overrun and we're losing our way. And that's what their fear is.
But you only lose your way if you allow yourself to lose your way.
True.
I mean, how do you lose your way? I mean, technically, really, in reality, listen, if somebody takes your job because they'll work less, then you got to find another job. You got to go into something else.
And you don't blame the person that has got the job, especially if they take it for less money. You blame the person that hired you for not valuing you as an employee. And if they
said,
I'm going to hire this guy over here for $2 an hour
yep.
less than what I got you for, then they didn't value you.
Yeah.
And like you said, you got to move on.
Yeah, you got to move on. You have no choice.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. Greg, glad you called.
Hey, no problem, Jay. Take care.
All right, man. You too.
Hear from you.
Okay.
Bye.
I can't push the next caller.
Why?
I'm paralyzed with fear. There'll be too many Latinos. I can't speak Spanish. I don't know what I'm going to do. Que paso, vato? I don't know what I'm going to do. Have you ever run across somebody who has that kind of mindset? I haven't. I don't know anybody personally who thinks that way,
no,
but I've heard people on the radio say that.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they scared of?
It is so mind-boggling to me that I think to myself, they can't really believe this. They're just doing this to get people to call. And then the people call, and they feel the same way. And it's like, what planet are these people?
It's all a plot to take back North America.
Right.
Here's Brian in Wheat Ridge. Brian, you're on AM 760.
Hi, are you talking to me?
I certainly am, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. I thought that was a good lead into what I was going to talk about. I mean, they were talking about some of the resentment that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in the construction industry for 30, 40 years. And the thing that I was that's going on that you were talking with your last caller right at the end of the call, the market's been flooded with Hispanic labor, and this started some time ago. This isn't something that just happened last month.
Oh no, it's been going on forever.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's the reason that, I mean, they were aware that this was going on. When I'm saying they, people that were hiring them, the developers, the any phase of construction, whether it was commercial or residential. And I have trained and taught a lot of Hispanics, and they're, by the way, I've got a lot of good friends that are Hispanics. They're hardworking. They're honest. They show up on time. I mean, they're good people. They're also, I mean, they're happy. They're not sitting there griping and complaining and one thing and another. And I guess my point is, I was making the same as a carpenter back in 1980 as what's being paid right now. It allowed the whole trade to go ahead and become, well, basically devalued due to the fact that, you know what happens when you have a surplus of labor.
Well, it's a typical move that management makes, which is to go out and to find a cheaper way to accomplish what they want to accomplish and hire people at a lower scale. It goes on in every single industry. It goes on in every single job you can think of.
Well, exactly. If you've got a material costs pretty much, I mean, they keep pace with cost of living. If you're buying by the tanker full or the train load full, you're going to get a better price because of the quantity. But not that many outfits can do that. Big outfits can. But the labor, the material cost is pretty much a fixed cost. What they can manipulate, though, is the one-on-one labor negotiation. And it really has. If you go out to any residential site right now, you're going to see Hispanic carpenters, Hispanic electricians, Hispanic plumbers, and they're all, they don't own that company. They just work for the person that owns the company that makes most of the money. They're victims in all of this.
Oh, yeah.
The way I'm looking at it.
Well, I think the way you're looking at it is absolutely right, because management is the only one who comes out on top by
right.
By pushing down wages. Yeah, that's exactly correct, and that's something in this whole debate that needs to be very, very, very closely scrutinized. Brian, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your call.
Sure.
All right. Talk to you again.
Yeah, you know, same thing going on in the broadcasting.
Well, look at the broadcast business here. It's like you turn the radio on and hear some guy's voice. Well, that voice is probably coming from a whole other state and a whole other region, because these guys are all voice tracking, so they're no more live disc jockeys. They're just voice tracking.
Yeah, they're doing 10 radio stations, and they'll have to pay one guy.
That's Cream. And that's whatever.
On Magic 61.
Yeah, and it's the same thing.
No?
Cheaper way to do it. Or run syndicated programming instead of having local hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all suffering with this kind of thing. Myself, I'm thinking about becoming a welder. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour here. I know, seriously. What is that school here? What's that school here that'll teach you to do that?
I'm going to become
the vocational school.
I'm going to become a chicken sexer.
Well, whatever. But what's that vocational school here? What's that called?
I can't
think of it either. But they must have welding classes for adults. I'm going to go be a welder.
I'm going to hold eggs up to candles and determine the sex of chickens.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is you're kidding me, and I'm not kidding. 6:52, 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, excellent conditions prevail across the city for the most part. Should be on time for work this morning if you don't have the day off. Eastbound route starting to see a little bit more traffic. Boulder Turnpike, 6th Avenue at Federal. That southbound side of I-25 is getting a little crowded, 104th to 84th, but we're not seeing the normal jam up like we usually do this time of the morning. Have a couple of problems on westbound I-70. Watch out for some debris in the roadway there near Havana. We also had a crash in the cleanup stages westbound I-70 at Chambers. Weather today, mostly cloudy. Looking for late afternoon rain and snow showers possible, mostly in the high country. High of 50 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment. And with over six...
Right now is the best time to buy an inventory home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on inventory townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Lakewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all Amber Home specs, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
You've earned it. Now, protect it. When most people hear the words estate plan, they think, one, I don't have an estate, or two, I'm not going to die anytime soon. But if you don't have an estate plan, or your current plan is out of date, you and your family could be in great danger. Please join me, Bennett Braverman, attorney at law, and my colleague, Malia Lindquist, for a free seminar. Learn why estate planning is a crucial protection for you and your loved ones.
Attend this free estate planning seminar, 1 week only, three different locations to choose from. Tuesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Omni Interlochen Resort. Wednesday, February 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Hotel Boulderado. And Thursday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Boulder Marriott. Get the truth about protecting yourself, your family, and your assets. Call today for reservations, 303-541-0707. Space is limited. Call 303-541-0707.
How much debt do you have? $2,000, $5,000, maybe even more? If you have credit card debt, collection accounts, even medical bills, don't let them be a burden on your life. If your phone rings off the hook with creditors calling and late and over-limit fees are piling up, call American Financial Solutions right now for a confidential consultation. 800-990-0351. Bad things sometimes happen to good people. Now you can stop the collection calls, lower your interest rates, stop the outrageous fees, and pay off your debts. But first, you must call right now. 800-990-0351. Learn how to achieve financial freedom from one of our certified credit counselors. Take care of your credit card debt, collection accounts, even medical bills. Call 800-990-0351, 800-990-0351, 800-990-0351. Not available in all states.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 656. 56 minutes past the hour. Chance of rain and snow today, but a high of 49. Well, it can't be that bad. Congressman Ed Perlmutter coming up next hour. We'll talk to him about what he's got going on this week and also about Iraq and some other things. We're talking about just Hispanics and this South the Border Party raises hackles and why there seems to be this resentment running around and this anger in society. And let's go to Peter in Henderson. Peter, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Okay. Should I say hola?
Say hola or whatever you want to say.
You know, something bothers me. I was listening to one of your earlier talkers, and it bothers me that I don't hear on the radio when this comes up as a discussion, as a former history teacher, the fact that this is not 1907 when we were a growing industrial power. This is 2007. We are a declining industrial power. And that is makes all the difference in the world to how we're viewing this immigration, especially this illegal immigration. But so I wish that people would temper what they're saying with that fact and try to understand where we are today. I was talking with someone recently, and they were saying that there's this mythology in America that we are a wide-open country with plenty of resources, plenty of opportunity. It's no longer true. These things are finite now,
In some sectors they are, and in some sectors there's not, because there's a lot of jobs out there that they don't pay very well, and a lot of people won't do them, and it's always been that way in this country, and it always will continue to be that way, and people don't want to recognize that. They think that somehow some magic solution is going to come up where
you know, working in the service sector, for instance, is going to pay you like a ton of money, and it just doesn't do it. Peter, I appreciate it, man. Call me again, and we'll talk more about this, but I'm running out of time, and I look forward to your next phone call. Thanks.
Okay,
bye. All right, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, coming up next here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stick around.
Sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. North of Baghdad at a U.S. base, a suicide bomber blew up a vehicle, and we know that a couple of soldiers are dead, 17 others wounded. In and around Iraq's capital, more car bombs today, 30 people reported dead. Al-Qaeda members may have been lurking in the shadows, hidden away somewhere along the Afghan border with Pakistan, but maybe they are trying to crank up more trouble. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Good morning, Peter.
Hello there, Dave. Just days after President Bush warned that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban were setting the stage for new attacks, there's a new report that the terror network is flexing its muscle. The New York Times reports U.S. intelligence officials believe Osama bin Laden is regrouping his terror network. No big surprise, according to terror expert M.J. Gohel.
The Taliban and Al-Qaeda have established safe havens within Pakistan, and they are threatening Western interests on a daily basis.
The U.S. and NATO allies are preparing for a spring counter offensive in Afghanistan. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
JetBlue has not recovered from schedule problems that began on a stormy Valentine's Day in New York. Several planes were stuck for hours on the tarmac at JFK Airport. Lots of ruffled feelings, a couple of travelers say.
Got to give everybody a second chance.
Oh, I think they just had a rough week.
Even now, roughly 25% of that carrier's flights won't be taking off today.
We currently have service to 51 destinations, so approximately 40 cities we're continuing our service to.
Todd Burke is a JetBlue exec. He hopes things will straighten out by Wednesday. Those three stranded climbers on Oregon's Mount Hood. Sarah Brown is with a group that keeps emergency communications open with those on the mountain.
Right now we have one team of six that's currently making its way up the canyon that the fallen hikers are believed to be in, and they are getting closer and closer to them every minute.
Those three climbers are in sleeping bags. A couple of them, though, may have concussions to deal with. The winds keep blowing the snow around on Mount Hood. That's made it tough on the rescuers. Some scanners in the checkout lanes got loose enough for somebody to tamper with them. At nearly 400 Stop and Shop grocery stores in the Northeast, that has led to some identity theft of credit and debit cards. WBZ's Mark Caddick with the latest in Boston.
Several stores in Rhode Island and a single store in Massachusetts infiltrated by thieves who planted electronic bugs that could read debit card and credit card information from shoppers. Information stolen from two of the supermarkets has been used for fraudulent purchases. Some shoppers at a Framingham, Massachusetts Stop and Shop are concerned, with one man telling me he wonders if authorities will ever stay one step ahead of high-tech criminals in a high-tech world. Mark Caddick, CBS News, Boston.
No stock trading today. It's President's Day. Wall Streeters are off, perhaps looking for cherry trees to chop on this holiday. This is CBS News.
Need professional-looking documents? Office Depot can help. From small jobs to bound presentations, bring in your document or submit it at OfficeDepot.com. We'll ship virtually anywhere. Plus, our work is backed by the Office Depot Satisfaction Guarantee. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep.
I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
It's 7:04. Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Overseers of the New Life Church in the Springs spoke with church members about their findings that led to the founder Ted Haggard's removal last fall. Overseer Larry Stockstill says numerous individuals reported knowledge of Haggard's struggle with a, quote, dark side, from sordid conversations to improper activities and relationships. A Denver lawmaker is hoping to limit the number of loaded guns people can keep in a car while driving around Colorado. Democratic Representative Joel Judd's bill would allow municipalities with at least 100,000 people to ban loaded handguns in the passenger compartment of any vehicle by anybody who does not have a concealed handgun permit. Colorado Rockies are using pitcher's mounds, but not snow mounds. Denver road crews, desperate for some place to put all this winter snow, have been using the empty parking lot at Coors Field to pile up the white stuff. Problem is, all that snow isn't melting fast enough. The parking lots have to be clear by April 2nd, the Rockies' home opener. Team officials have other events set as early as next month, so now crews are sending a caravan of trucks to move all that snow 120,000 cubic yards across town from Coors Field to, guess where, the old Stapleton Airport. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Dina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. You really couldn't ask for a better ride. About the only area where we have slowdowns, eastbound 270, it's a little sluggish across Commerce City. Westbound I-70 was clogged west of Havana. We had a dishwasher dropped on the highway. It's now off on the left shoulder. Mostly curiosity slowing there. Westbound I-70 east of Colorado, watch out for a motorist changing a tire. And southbound 25, filling in from 104th to 84th, but it's not as bad as it usually is this time of the morning. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy with some late afternoon rain and snow showers possible. High of 50 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This President's Day, qualified buyers can get 0% financing on almost every 07 Chevy. Visit your Colorado Chevy dealer today. Hurry in and take delivery by February 20th. You can't miss this great deal on your new Chevy.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, John M., John Turk, and a chance of rain and snow today, but a high of 49. So it sounds like to me it's going to be too warm to snow.
They're saying maybe a little light snow later on.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I went out and actually, the driving range was open yesterday, whacked some golf balls around. I put my golf clubs in the back of my car now for the first time since I took them out when I got back from Miami in early January. So I'm hope springs eternal in the golfer's breast.
I think it does for all of us. Let's say hello to Congressman Ed Perlmutter, frequent guest on this show from the 7th Congressional District, and you can check out his website at perlmutter.house.gov. And he's got several workshops coming up this week. And Congressman, good morning. Let's talk a little bit about these workshops. First of all, where are they going to be held?
Jay, good morning, and John, good morning to you. I hope I'm not wearing out my welcome by calling you guys
every
now
and then. No, never. Why don't you come down here and do an hour with me?
Well, I'm going to do that, and it might be this week, actually. We have a week off from Washington where we're just in the district, and so we have two workshops. for sure. One is, and it's not really a workshop, Patrick Kennedy is heading a kind of a field hearing here in Colorado. It'll be out at Fitzsimmons on Thursday morning. I think it's from 10 to 12 in the Ben Campbell office building there on the Fitzsimmons campus. And it'll be, we'll take testimony about issues regarding mental health and whether or not our health care and insurance system really is providing any kinds of benefits or support for folks who have bipolar, maybe alcoholism, you know, a variety of different kinds of mental health issues. And so that's number one. And then having a town meeting in Aurora that night at the Aurora Municipal Building, the City Hall, at 7 o'clock.
All right. And what day is that again?
Thursday the 22nd.
Boy, that sounds like a great day. Because
and then on the 23rd, I forgot about this, the majority leader of the House, Steny Hoyer, is going to be in town, and he and I are going to meet with a number of first responders out at the West Metro fire building in Lakewood, right by Lakewood City Hall. We'll be meeting with them and policemen and the paramedics and just talk about homeland security issues. I'm on that committee back in Washington.
That's excellent. That's really great. Now, if people want more information on this, they can go just go to your website, or can they call your office? Or
they can do either of those. Our district office here is in Lakewood out on West Colfax, and the number is 303-274-7944. So that's probably the easiest way to get details. Plus, I think everything's up on the website, but I'll be honest, I don't look at my website more than once a week. So.
Okay.
An honest politician. Boy, I'll tell you, that's refreshing.
Well, you know, somebody sent me an email saying that you don't have email on your website. Do you have email where people can email you?
We do have email. You've got to. We have a vendor who's trying to make our website better, so we have better access to email. But people can always reach me at ed@pearlmutter2006.com, which was my campaign website. So. That one is the one I can remember. That's an easy one to remember.
All right, great. That's excellent. Let's talk about what happened in the House here this last week and the vote on Iraq. Do you think that these non-binding resolutions go far enough? There are a lot of people who don't think that really they're going to have any effect, because the president has indicated that he basically is just going to ignore them.
Well, it's a step in a process here, Jay, and that's what I want people to understand. First, you know, we've had more hearings and actually more debate last week on Iraq than had been conducted in the prior 4 years. And so that's the first thing, is to let the president know that the House of Representatives has no confidence in the way he's conducting the affairs in Iraq. And that was done this week. Budget issues will now start coming up over the next month, as supplementals and next year's budget are presented to the Congress. So the first is to let the president know and the world know that the House of Representatives is not comfortable with the way the president is conducting affairs in Iraq. And that was done, I think, pretty well. And, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to make sure that you've got the votes to pass all these things. Now budget issues will take the forefront over the next month or 2 months.
You know, it was kind of interesting, Congressman, to see the Republicans going through all sorts of mental gymnastics after that vote in the House, and they were almost claiming victory because only 17 Republicans defected.
Well, you know, that's like they almost claimed victory back in November when we took the majority of the House of Representatives. These guys are a very dispirited and angry bunch. And, you know, they're in the minority, and their policies took it on the chin in November. They took them on the chin again with that vote on Iraq.
How in the world do they justify backing this dead-end policy? I mean, there's violence again this morning in Baghdad.
I think the only place, you know, first it's that they're just trying to justify the president's position in this thing, so they're, you know, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they're good team players trying to help the the quarterback of their team. The trouble is he's been throwing a lot of interceptions and isn't playing a very good game. So, you know, I'll give them that benefit of the doubt. The other benefit of the doubt that I'm going to give them is, are we going to the Grand Hyatt or the, okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
The other benefit of the doubt is I met with four ambassadors, one from Egypt, Jordan, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. And those ambassadors really did express concern that if the whole area is going to suffer and be in real turmoil because, you know, if whatever's going on in Iraq, and they're concerned about Iran and Iran's, you know, in the area. So it's, you know, there's some legitimate things to be worried about. It's a mess. And, you know, this president and his preemptive strike, for reasons that turn out not to be true, really has got us in a tremendous mess.
7:14, 14 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Congressman Ed Perlmutter with us, and you can go to his website at perlmutter.house.gov and find out what he's got going on this week because he's home. What about Iran? What about the administration? And they're starting to blame everything now on Iran, and a lot of us are nervous that they're going to start something there. What's your feelings on Iran?
I think, you hear a lot of the same saber-rattling from our side that you did leading up to Iraq. And so I think everybody should have their antenna up and be suspicious and really look at this very closely. You know, one of the things is, though, you got a bigger country in Iran. You got Ahmadinejad, or however you say his name, Ahmadinejad, wanting, you know, with terrible rhetoric towards the West. So, you know, that doesn't give me a lot of comfort listening to what that guy has to say, and he's the president of the country. But, you know, at this point, it seems like we're building up, and there hasn't been any real basis other than the rhetoric coming from the president.
You know, we've been talking before about how the Republicans keep claiming that we're hurting morale, we're hurting the troops. And when these guys come back from fighting over there and being maimed and crippled, and I saw a story on, I think it was NBC Saturday night, about this Building 18, because they can't put all these guys in Walter Reed Army Medical Center. They're putting them in this old dilapidated hotel, and it's just, there are mice, and the whole place is just disgusting. What is going on here? Is there a move to do something about this? I mean, it seems like our veterans are getting slapped in the face when they come back.
John, let me jump in there. First of all, that's the only thing that the other side has to talk about, is that we're not supporting our troops, and that is so far from correct. It is, you know, it makes me angry when they start that you're unpatriotic. Hell, you know, we're more patriotic. We want to look out and give good policy so that these men and women who are serving us so valiantly really have something to fight for instead of some failed policy like we've seen over the last 4 years. Now, one of the things that we did as Democrats coming in and taking the majority, we had this continuing resolution. The Republicans failed to pass a budget, failed to pass a whole series of appropriation bills last year, so we had to deal with the 07 budget when we first came into office. And the first thing we did is we added money to veterans' benefits. Instead of cutting, we added, and we will continue to add, because those men and women have been out there on the forefront for us, and if we don't take care of them, we have broken every promise we could ever make.
Yeah, and the administration wants to cut aid to veterans.
Well, it's outrageous, and it's just embarrassing, and we are going to do better than that. You know, we're going to do a lot better than that. Jay, one of your callers earlier talked about America sort of on the decline. We're no longer an industrial nation. We're a declining industrial nation. I don't agree with that. I think that, you know, from time to time we go through changes, and people are generally, I think the nature is people generally don't like a lot of change. We're in a time of real change where, you know, we're going to start really reaching out to the stars. We're in a technological revolution like that's never been seen before. A lot of new things are happening, and we've got to be prepared to take care of the folks that are out there fighting for us. We need to really have, you know, a lot of confidence about the future and look forward to the future. And this administration has just been cutting back, and we've lived in a time of fear, and it's time for all that to change.
Yeah, let me ask you one last thing, because you do and are involved in Homeland Security. And one of the arguments that we always hear from the floor of the House is when the Iraq War is debated about, well, if we leave, they'll follow us here. But isn't that really a tacit admission on their part that we can't defend ourselves? And how are we doing as far as Homeland Security goes?
Well, you know, it's not a logical, you know, statement from if we don't beat them there, they're going to be here. You know, that doesn't make sense. We have a job to do to make sure that we have security and safety in this nation. You know, we've seen terrorism come from, you know, guys like Timothy McVeigh, as well as the guys who took down the World Trade Center. So, you know, we've got a job to just keep an eye on safety of the people in this country. And I think we're going to do that. We will continue to keep a good eye on domestic security, homeland security. I mean, I feel a little bit uncomfortable on that committee because, one, I want to make sure we're secure, but I'm also, you know, a civil liberties guy. I don't want to see that we have too much Big Brother in our lives to try to keep us safe. So it's a balancing act. But I think, you know, just having been on that committee now for 6 weeks, there are lots of steps being taken, you know, to make sure that we're secure in this nation, but we don't trample over our civil rights.
Well, we don't feel uncomfortable about you being on the committee because you're there watching out for our civil liberties, and we certainly appreciate that. All right, you're going to be in town all this week. Anytime you want to come by, for as long as you want to be on the radio, door's always open. Just let us know.
Okay, and you did get, it was Emily Griffith Opportunity School.
Yeah, can you get me a federal grant to go there and become a welder?
my brother-in-law actually was trained to be a welder for public service at Emily Griffith. So yeah, I know that one well. And I will get you that grant, and John M's got to join you.
Okay, well, we'll both go there and become welders. Congressman Ed Perlmutter, thank you so much for your time out of your busy schedule. And once again, the door is always open. You want to come by? We'd love to have you.
Okay, thank you, too.
Thank you.
We'll all go to welder's school.
You got it. Bye-bye now. There's Congressman Ed Perlmutter. Check him out at perlmutter.house.gov, or you can email him at ed@perlmutter2006.com. What a great guy.
He's refreshingly honest. Yeah, he's
refreshingly honest.
I only look at the website once a week.
He's refreshingly honest. He's good people.
Yeah.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we'll check traffic with Gina. Come back and take some.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Office solutions from Regis work for today's businesses?
My budget is tight. If I can get a fully furnished and equipped office with no upfront costs or long-term lease, with meeting rooms, a receptionist, and IT pros, hey, that works for me.
Regis offers 750 locations in 350 cities in 60 countries. All offer flexible terms to meet your needs, and offices are available immediately. So call 888-OFFICES today or visit Regis.com. That's R-E-G-U-S.com.
Regis. Offices that work for you.
We're talking to coin collector Steve Wolf. Now, Steve, tell me about Roaring 20s silver dollars and a free silver coin.
Yes. Here's the scoop. The FFC is releasing rolls of vintage 1920s U.S. silver dollars to the public that were saved from government meltdown. And you can examine rolls of these magnificent silver dollars risk-free.
Are these collector coins?
Oh, yeah. And vintage U.S. silver dollars are highly collectible. These are genuine silver dollars. The very last 90% pure silver dollars ever struck for circulation.
The Roaring 20s silver dollar. It's like holding history in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Of course, they don't even make coins out of silver anymore, but a handful were saved from extinction, and these silver dollars are becoming more sought after every day.
And I can get these risk-free. How?
I'd say call the FFC. If you call right now, they're even sending out a free silver coin with your silver dollars.
Okay, folks, to get those silver dollars and that free silver coin, here's the number. 1-800-300-9035. 1-800-300-9035. Again, 1-800-300-9035.
Hey, President's Day is coming. What a great opportunity for all you founding fathers and mothers to head to the store, pick up a Toshiba HD DVD player to go with your high-definition TV. Sit back, put your feet up, and hold your first President's Day Film Festival. See your favorite movies like you've never seen them before. Because Toshiba's HD DVD player will make the DVDs in your current collection look better than ever. And it'll remind you of what you got your high-definition TV for in the first place. Toshiba's HD DVD player represents the transition from DVD to HD DVD, from the present to the future. And just as George and Abe gave us all a precious gift, Toshiba is giving us a gift as well. Get three free HD DVDs by mail, select titles only, when you buy a Toshiba HD DVD player at Circuit City, February 12th through February 28th. Select participating retailers only, void or prohibited. See www.toshibahddvd.com for full details. With a Toshiba HD DVD player, every movie is the look and sound of perfect.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Well, the House has passed the anti-war resolution. Does it go far enough? What do you think step two should be? And there's a fallout from the airline that kept passengers on the plane for 8 hours. Here comes legislation. What should read in the Passenger Bill of Rights? And we've heard some hate speech like we've never heard before in the last few days. Do you think that this should be part of the educational curriculum in public schools in America?
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:25, 25 minutes after 7. Chance of rain and snow today, high at 49, so we're certainly not going to get too much. And it's good to have you along this morning. You can go to am760.net and instant message us, or take our poll, go to the J. Marvin page, and hope you got President's Day off, because it's a holiday. And we don't bring that up too much. John's laughing on the other side of there. Why are you laughing? Well, because it doesn't apply to us, probably, right? So we don't feel like it's a holiday. We feel like it's the same thing it is every day.
It's not a holiday that we really celebrate here.
No, but I have worked at radio stations, though. I've worked for companies that would give you President's Day off.
Well, you know, I don't so much need the day off, but it'd be nice to get the paid holiday, if you know what I mean.
I'll take either. I'm not greedy. All right. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I really want to talk about this. And I don't know if this interests you or not, but it does me. For years and years and years, ever since I've been a kid, I used to have a thing about Christianity. That came from growing up Jewish. And having that religion, having the religion of Christianity, which I believe the majority of you are, shoved down my throat. But I think as you get older, and I think as you grow, I think as you realize what's going on in the world, the conclusion came to me suddenly one day that because I don't believe it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it or that it's wrong. I just don't happen to believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior. So, I really believe, and I've come to the conclusion, that the majority of Christians in this country are really good people. And that they try hard. And that many of them, many more than get credit, live their faith instead of preaching their faith. But it seems like the news is always dominated by the James Dobsons, the Jerry Falwells, the Pat Robertsons, the Ted Haggards. Ted Haggard is in the news again this morning. They're the ones who dominate the scene. The ones who make all kinds of non-mainstream, outrageous statements. And when you get on and talk about those statements, what you end up doing is you end up making it, or you seem, unless you're very, very careful, it seems like you lump all Christians together. Now let's switch to another religion. Islam. Now, there are progressive Muslims around the world, and also here in the United States. Many of them are born here. Many of them have come here. Many of them want nothing more than to live the American dream. Yet here's the thing I keep getting from people all the time. I get it in emails. I've gotten it in phone calls. Why don't mainstream Muslims stand up against Islamic radicals and make their voice heard? Well, I was thinking about this last week. How come mainstream Christians don't stand up against the likes of James Dobson, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and any other number of right-wing evangelical nutjobs, radicals that are out there? In other words, they don't get denounced. Here's an example of what I'm talking about. This is a story that's in the news, showed up in the news yesterday. A Jewish organization is demanding an apology from a Georgia legislator for a memo that says the teaching of evolution should be banned because it is a myth propagated by an ancient Jewish sect. State Representative Ben Bridges denies writing the memo, which attributes the Big Bang Theory to Kabbalah, which is a Jewish kind of mystical religion. Bridges has long opposed the teaching of evolution in Georgia classrooms and has introduced legislation requiring scientific fact be taught. Marshall Hall, president of the Fair Education Foundation, says the Republican lawmaker gave him approval to write the memo, which has been distributed to legislators in several states, including California and Texas. The memo asks readers to challenge the evolution monopoly in schools by logging on to Hall's anti-evolution website. Indisputable evidence, long hidden but now available to everyone, demonstrates conclusively that so-called evolution science, this is from the memo, is the Big Bang 15 billion year alternate creation scenario, or Frazee religion, and that the scenario is a derived concept from rabbinic writings in the mystic holy cabal dating back at least two millennia. Now, the Anti-Defamation League has sent letters to Bridges on Thursday, chastising him for the memo and demanding that he apologize. They wrote to him, "Your memo conjures up repugnant images of Judaism, used thousands of years to smear the Jewish people, and is manipulative." Now, Hall is a 76-year-old retired high school teacher who said his wife ran Bridges' election campaign and said that his website is not anti-Semitic. But the thing is, those are anti-Semitic statements. That it's some kind of Jewish myth, the idea of evolution. So my question is, okay, there's the Anti-Defamation League, which comes forward. But where's mainstream Christianity in the state of Georgia?
MIA.
Well, how come mainstream Christianity doesn't stand up? If they're going to demand the same thing of Islam and of mainstream Muslims, then why don't they demand the same thing of themselves? I don't know why. Why are they silent?
They're ducking their heads, trying to avoid getting involved, probably.
Well, why? Why are they allowing their religion to be hijacked by people like this guy in Georgia, like James Dobson, like Jerry Falwell, like the rest of them? Why are they allowing this to go on? Why are they allowing their religion to be stolen? So that when you think of Christianity, those are the people you think of. Ralph Reed. And people like that. Why do mainstream Christians allow this to happen? Why don't they band together? Why don't they come forward and say, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I think this is nonsense? They're always demanding the Muslims do it.
Yeah, yeah. Could it be just a lack of intestinal fortitude? They don't want to offend anybody in their ranks?
I don't know. I can't speak for them because I'm not a mainstream Christian. So that's why I reach out and wonder where they're coming from. 303-713-7600. Two lines open. Your speculation on this. And we'd love to hear it.
You know what's kind of interesting about this thing? This guy here, Marshall Hall, president of the Fair Education Foundation.
What?
I think he was a high school teacher of mine.
I wouldn't brag about that openly.
I gotta check this down because he was a liberal Democrat. He was like the only liberal in my high school civics department.
Well, what happened to him?
And then he became this anti-evolution zealot, and just kind of disappeared back in the late 70s. And I got a feeling this might be that same guy.
Well. Before we go to Gene on the traffic, let me throw one other quick thing in here, too. If we had an imam in this country who made outrageous statements about Christianity, Judaism, and about the country as a whole, we'd have to tolerate it because it's free speech.
Yeah, right.
But people would flood on the phones and demand accountability from regular everyday Muslims over this. How come this kind of hate mongering goes on by the religious right, yet nobody in mainstream Christianity demands that any accountability or takes them on?
Because sadly to say, I think there's a pretty large minority of people that agree with this crap.
No, I don't think, see, that's where you and I disagree. I don't think mainstream Christians think this is okay.
I'm not saying mainstream. I'm just saying.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, mainstream.
Is a large minority of Christians out there that are not mainstream.
So what are you saying? Christians are anti-Semitic by nature?
I'm saying there is a certain percentage of the fundamentalist wing of Christianity that are out and out nutcases.
Yeah, but what about the rest who are not? How come they don't stand up and say anything? This is the point I'm trying to get to. 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Here's Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Very little, if anything, to report for the morning commute. We still have good speeds, lighter than usual traffic conditions. About the only spot, slow spots, eastbound I-70 from 225 to 270. We had a stall being removed from the left lane there at Quebec. Eastbound E-470 at Smoky Hill have a wreck there involving a police canine unit. For the high country, we're much improved over the problems we had over the weekend. Just expect westbound I-70 get a little busy as skiers head out to the slopes today. Watch out for some icy spots over the summit as well. Weather outlook, mostly cloudy. Late afternoon rain and snow showers expected. High of 50 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Feeling adventurous? Try one of Arapaho Basin's High Adventure Series clinics, including Tellus Steep Camp, Extreme Mountain.
Right now is the best time to buy an inventory home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on inventory townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Lakewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all Amber Homes specs, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Your assets. Call today for reservations. 303-541-0707. Space is limited. Call 303-541-0707.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Where's the best place to find antioxidants? One independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. Get more antioxidants in your diet. Drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares.
We look for any excuse to play this song. 7:40, 40 minutes past the hour. Chance of rain and snow. High today, 49. Jesus. Question here is, if we constantly, and I say we, I mean the United States, people living here, and I've gotten these calls and these emails, if we constantly demand that mainstream Islam denounce radical Islam, why is it mainstream Christians do not denounce radical Christianity? How come they don't come forward? And it's like their religion, or your religion, I shouldn't say theirs because it's probably yours, because 85% of the people in this country consider themselves to be Christians. It's because your religion is being hijacked by folks. Like this story in Georgia about evolution being a Jewish conspiracy. Or the rantings of James Dobson, or the rantings of Jerry Falwell, or any number of people. Why don't mainstream Christians stand up and go, wait a minute, that doesn't, you know what, you don't speak for me. And not only that, we don't like it. But mainstream Christianity is silent about all of these things. Yet how many of you have demanded that Muslims in this country own up to everything that every radical Islamic nut job pulls off? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Paul and Parker. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I apologize ahead of time. I'm on the cell phone, and I'm driving up to Loveland, and hopefully I don't drop out here.
I hope you'll be okay. Go ahead.
My idea about why you don't hear a whole lot of mainstream Christians talk about this kind of stuff is that most people who claim to be mainstream Christian don't really spend a whole lot of time thinking about what it means to be a Christian. And my own personal experience is when I really started to think about what most people, when they join a church, they have to recite a creed. If you think about the creed and think about, do you actually believe in this stuff? That you, I think a lot of people would have to truly say that I can't be a Christian because I don't really believe this stuff. Now, I have friends that say, well, that's true, but, you know, I believe in what Jesus did and that kind of stuff, and I don't have a problem with that. But my point is that because it's kind of a, I don't know if I'm going to make this point right, but it's a de facto religion for most people. When they see fundamentalist talk and do say crazy stuff, they just think, well, it's all fringe. You know, I don't believe that stuff, and I don't think most other people are. And so they're not going to put a whole lot of energy in put out counter arguments against that. I don't know if I'm making.
Yeah, you're making sense. I don't think you have to. I don't think you have to totally understand. Excuse me. I don't think you have to totally understand Christianity in order to stand up and go, wait a minute, okay, evolution is not a Jewish plot. People who are gays and lesbians should not be second-class citizens. And as someone who is a Christian myself, I reject those points of view, and I wish you would stop hijacking my religion, because a lot of these same people have no trouble calling up talk stations, including this one, and most of the right-wing, white boy anger stations, and screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs about how Muslims in this country better take responsibility for everything that goes on in Islam. Well, when are mainstream Christians going to start taking responsibility? And if somebody asks you, are you a Christian? You go, yeah. Then you know what? It's incumbent upon you to speak up.
Well, when you do talk to someone who is serious about their religion, whether it's Christianity or not, my experience has been, yeah, they will speak up against it. But it's also, I also believe it's like the squeaky wheel gets the grease, especially in our media. And the more outrageous a claim may be, the more it's going to be publicized. And then if you have someone, a moderate coming out saying, well, you know, that doesn't wash. Well, you know, I think by the time that comes out, unless it's really outrageous, like I read about what you're talking about last week, it's not going to get a whole lot of play after the initial splash.
So. Oh, I think if there was a group of mainstream Christians who would come forward every time this stuff like this happens and say something, I think it would get play. But the thing is, they don't, because there isn't, because they don't speak up. So what ends up happening is the Anti-Defamation League has to go ahead and has to write the letter. And then I'll go back to what I've been saying now for the last 20 minutes or so. But you have them call a talk station and get on the subject of Islam. Man, they'll start right in on that. And it's a double standard. It's hypocrisy, actually.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I gave up Christianity because of what I said earlier. One organization that I've come across every once in a while, I don't know if they would be an appropriate organization to do this with, would be Sojourners. And, you know, somebody else could come on and talk about them, but they seem to put a lot of energy into social justice and progressive causes. I guess another thing I want to say is that a lot of religions like, there's organizations like Anti-Defamation and forget who else, who are in the game to counter all of the hate stuff, I think also because Christianity is such a mainstream religion here in the U.S., they don't need such an organization because, it's considered more or less monolithic. Whereas, you know, like you say, the truth is that's not the case.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And as we've learned now, it's not monolithic. And it's time for mainstream Christians to step up and take these nut jobs on. Paul, thank you, man. Drive safe.
All right, thanks.
All right. 747, 47 minutes past the hour, 303-713-7600, two lines open, use them or lose them. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, definitely a lighter commute due to the holiday, especially downtown. All those government offices closed. No weather-related problems in the city, so we're actually in pretty good shape. Just watch out for a crash on eastbound E-470 at Smoky Hill. Looks like a police canine unit was involved in that, so it might be bogging down traffic for a little bit. Still a little sluggish as well, eastbound I-70 from 225 to 270, and I-25 southbound is heavy from Thornton Parkway to 84th, but it's much, much better than usual. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy, late afternoon rain and snow showers, high of 50. Tonight, snow showers and clearing after midnight, low of 23. Right now, mostly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Feeling adventurous? Try one of Arapaho Basin's High Adventure Series clinics, including Tellus Steep Camp, Extreme Mountain Clinic, or a women's only teleclinic. Don't forget your Colorado Pass is good here. Visit our new website at arapahobasin.com for details.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Frankly, I think the Bush right now wants it to get a whole lot worse, particularly in Iran, to divert attention away from the disaster that is Iraq.
It's Tom Hartman.
I mean, here's the bottom line. You kill people, they have relatives, they get angry. I mean, it's not that you don't pacify a country by going in and killing people.
The Tom Hartman Program.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is afraid to negotiate.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Time.
Come support your men's and women's Colorado basketball teams on Saturday, February 24th. The day will start at 2 p.m. as Bob Huggins and the Wildcats of Kansas State take on the Buffalo Men. Then at 7 p.m., come support the seniors on the Colorado women's team in their home finale when they battle the Kansas Jayhawks. Tickets for both of these exciting Big 12 games can be purchased by calling 303-49-BUFFS, visiting cubuffs.com, or stopping by Tickets West, located in all King Superstores. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable? Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet? You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could be completely wiped clean.
It's a proven program, and the best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work.
You don't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-6113.
That's 800-768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Hi, I'm Shai McBride. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Accident victims, cancer patients, even children with sickle cell disease. You can help save those lives by becoming a blood donor. It's convenient. It's easy. And think how good you'll feel knowing that your donation may help save a life. Please, call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule an appointment to give blood. Together, we can save a life.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org.
made possible by Search Dog USA.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:53, 53 minutes past the hour. Chance of rain and snow. High today, 49. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Why don't mainstream Christians speak out about those who are radical and out of the mainstream? Same way they would demand that Muslims do it. All right, let's go back to the phones. We've got a Heather in Fort Collins. Heather, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I don't remember who it was historically that said religion is the opiate of the people.
I think it's Karl Marx.
Yes. Well, I kind of believe that to be true. I am a Buddhist, and I don't go around shoving my religion down other people's throats. And I don't go around condemning them for not being Buddhist and telling them that they're going to perish because they're not Buddhist. And I don't understand why Christians insist on doing that.
Because they're taught in the Bible, I believe, in the New Testament, to proselytize.
Well, they're also chose to judge not, yet lest ye be judged, I'm guessing. And I work with this woman who is always, she's the most horribly judgmental woman I've ever encountered, and she listens to the Focus on the Family radio station at work all the time. I don't get it. And I've brought it up to her. She actually, someone came in our office one day, and she didn't have her credit card with her, and this woman gave her a terrible hard time, and then when she left, she said, well, she's a slut, and she doesn't pay her bills. This is a 70-year-old right-wing Christian woman, and I was just beside myself. I could not believe that she would say that. And so I said, what about judge not, Meg? And she just kind of laughed it off. I was like, no, I'm serious. And this is the kind of thing in mainstream society that I think is constantly being shoved down our throats. You can't escape it.
Yeah, you get it a lot, but you just got to try to understand. I mean, she wouldn't. I don't think she would fit in with the majority of Christians out there. I don't think that they would accept that kind of behavior. I don't think they would accept that kind of language. I don't think she could get away with that saying it at her church.
Well, I would hope not. But I guess more and more, I think people. I don't know. I've not met very many Christians who are not like that anymore. I don't know if I'm living in a bubble.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of them out there that are not like that. I can guarantee that.
I want to believe that there are. I really do.
Well, maybe you need to get out there and meet different people, because I know there are a lot of people out there who are not like that.
Even in the schools, I mean, the Pledge of not the Pledge of Allegiance, I apologize, but I'm trying to bring my kids up, and I'm struggling with how to do it so that they have freedom to choose their own religion, but at the same time are not being railroaded and, you know, turned into sheep and just following blindly down a path that maybe isn't the right one for them. It's so hard.
Well, everybody who sits in a minority religion has this problem with their children.
Yeah.
So you're not alone on that. And if I had the answer, I'd give it to you. I don't know what the answer is, other than to talk to your kids honestly about it and express your feelings and see what they say. Heather, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Right on, Jay.
Okay, take care. I don't have an answer for her. If I had one, I'd give it to her. Scott in Denver. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, John and Jay.
Hey.
What you just brought up, Jay, is something that's bothered me for quite a while as a Christian. And to me, they're called fundamentalists because they only have the very fundamentals of the religion. I was fortunate, and a lot of other people have been fortunate, to also be in a 12-step program, and step 11 is something that if you take serious, you actually develop a higher conscious contact with your higher power. And I don't think those people have ever humbly and prayerfully done that. I remember just before the war, Pope John Paul said, warn Christians that this was an immoral, ungodly war and not to have anything to do with it. I remember spiritual leaders all over the world, like the Dalai Lama, warned exactly the same thing. And yet the fundamentalists, you know, being what is termed carnal Christians and never developing a full realization of the faith, they chose the political and the fear and the terror and the following partisanly the president instead of the spiritual leaders of their faith. And I believe they've never developed a real faith based on personal contact with God. Otherwise, I think they would be abhorrent against the idea of going over and killing innocent people to save themselves.
You know, I can't make that statement because I don't know. I mean, I've never sat down with any of them. I've never, I mean, I don't know. I don't know whether they made contact. I don't know. I don't, I you know, and I don't think really anybody knows. But what I do know is that a lot of this rhetoric that they spout and a lot of this hate-filled rhetoric and these, you know, this rhetoric against other religions and other people's beliefs, a lot of it's tolerated by mainstream Christianity, and I'd like to know when mainstream Christians are going to stand up and say enough is enough. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate the call. I'm sorry, I'm out of time. We'll continue here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There's only one radio station in Colorado that thinks like you, where what you feel can be shared and felt by everyone.
He says everything I want to say.
I'm glad we've made some progress.
Moving forward, evolving, and progressing. AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-400-0976. That's 1-800-400-0976. 1-800-400-0976.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. Insurgents hit a U.S. base north of Baghdad. Reportedly, two American soldiers are dead and 17 others are wounded.
Initiated the attack on the outpost using a suicide vehicle-borne improvised explosive device, a car bomb. We've now secured that attack site and wounded soldiers have been evacuated.
That's Major Stephen Lamb. More car bombings in Baghdad. Correspondent Lara Logan's there and says even stopping at a checkpoint can be a life or death moment.
Checkpoints are often misused by either militants or insurgents who may be dressed in military uniforms or by members of the armed forces who are infiltrated or loyal to militias. And it can be a lottery for many Iraqis. You don't know whether you're going to be pulled out of your car for being Sunni and murdered.
How about Osama bin Laden and his henchmen? Do they have some control now over terrorists lurking close to Afghanistan? Maybe. White House correspondent Peter Mayer has details.
Al-Qaeda is reportedly showing new strength. Quoting U.S. intelligence and counterterrorism officials, the New York Times reports senior Al-Qaeda leaders have regained control over their terror network. Terror expert M.J. Gohel sees a pattern.
Al-Qaeda is once again reorganizing itself.
The Bush administration has described Osama bin Laden as on the run. But according to this published report, U.S. officials believe the most wanted terror leader is regrouping along the rugged border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
Civil unions became legal after the stroke of midnight in New Jersey. That benefits gay couples, but activist Daniel Gross says this isn't enough.
On paper, we should be afforded all of the rights and benefits of marriage. But in the real world, marriage is the only currency of commitment that people understand.
That's coming, says Stephen Goldstein, who early today in New Jersey reaffirmed his partnership with Daniel Gross.
We're aiming for marriage for gay couples, and we think we got a couple of years left before we get marriage for gay couples.
Three climbers up on Mount Hood. It dropped from one level. Now they need to be rescued in Oregon.
They fell from a ledge and got caught in whiteout conditions. Clackamas County Sheriff Sergeant Sean Collison.
They're down into a flat plateau area, so we've got a better idea where they are now. We're starting to send rescue efforts in that direction.
They are using sleeping bags to keep warm, and they have been in cell phone contact with searchers. They are described as being in good spirits.
That's KXL's Doug Carter in Portland. Five other hikers were rescued earlier, and they are in pretty good shape. President's Day means the fife and drum guys will get busy. In Virginia, President Bush is marking George Washington's 275th birthday. It's at the Mount Vernon estate of this country's first president. There'll be no drumming up stock trades today on Wall Street. The markets are closed to celebrate cherry pie and stovepipe hats, a tribute to George Washington and Abraham Lincoln's birthdays. This is CBS News.
Need professional-looking documents? Office Depot can help. From small jobs to bound presentations, bring in your document or submit it at OfficeDepot.com. We'll ship virtually anywhere. Plus, our work is backed by the Office Depot Satisfaction Guarantee. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Oh, Office Depot!
Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
They call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The National Weather Service says there's been at least an inch of snow at the former Stapleton International Airport in Denver for 60 days now. That's where these things are measured, and yes, it is approaching a record, but it may not make it past today. Longest snow streak on record was 63 days back in 83-84. Avalanche control work is done for now up in the high country, but that doesn't mean the danger's over.
The avalanche danger is currently considerable in the northern mountains.
The Avalanche Information Center says natural slides are possible and human-triggered slides are probable. They say hikers and skiers in the backcountry should avoid any slopes steeper than 30 degrees. Suncor is still investigating what caused a power failure at its 90,000-barrel-a-day oil refinery in Commerce City. The company says the power interruption yesterday caused the west side of that plant to shut down for a while. The Vail and Beaver Creek ski areas are each renaming a trail in honor of the late President Gerald Ford. Vail Mountain says it will name the lower part of the Giant Steps Trail 38 in honor of Ford, the country's 38th president. Beaver Creek, meanwhile, is renaming its Pitchfork Trail, which winds past Ford's former home. It'll now be called President Ford's Trail. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. For the most part, still enjoying a nice commute for the President's Day holiday. Just have some minor issues. Southbound 25 south of Yale, watch out for a stall creating a minor snag. E-470 at Smoky Hill, that northbound side, we had a marked police canine unit that was involved in a crash there at the toll booth. And one wreck off the highway at 26th and Colorado. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy, late afternoon rain and snow showers, high of 50. Right now, mostly sunny, 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great report card and a more confident child, call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is 1-800-EDUCATE.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line Car Wash and detail. The grid is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash. Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk. AM 760.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
6 minutes after 8, chance of rain and snow today, high 49, so I don't think it'll be cold enough. All right, we'll continue what we started at 7:30, 303-713-7600. I'm looking for a good way to put this, the discussion about Christianity, the view of Christianity, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, the extremists get the attention, and you have extremists like Dobson, Falwell, Robertson. Man, the list could go on and on. Why is it the mainstream Christians do not stand up and denounce these people. Because that's what they expect out of Islam.
Yeah.
And they don't do it. And I wonder why. 303-713-7600. Here's Dwight in Littleton. Dwight, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay John.
Hi.
I wanted to talk with you a little bit about this this subject you're on. You know, why the mainstream Christians don't stand up and condemn the more fundamentalist folk. You know, most mainstream people that I know, and I'm a Presbyterian minister, you know, most of us aren't much into condemnation, period. So it'd be really odd for us to condemn a Dobson or a Falwell, while certainly not agreeing with them. Nor do I think that we expect, you know, Islamic people to necessarily be condemning of their own folks.
So those people who have called and who have asked for that, not only on this radio station, but also on other ones that are, you know, not necessarily progressive, the right-wing white boy anger stations, so they're not common like everyday people. They're not mainstream people. That they would be out of the mainstream, in your opinion?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. You know, those of us who used to be mainline are now sidelined.
Well, yeah, but I mean that's the whole question. Yeah. Why are you sidelined and aren't mainstream Christians sick and tired of their religion being hijacked?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, part of the problem is that the more conservative people do on the airwaves. I've tried twice to, you know, put a tape into to your station. You know, when you've had the contest to see if I could wrangle my way into a program where we could bring together people.
Yeah, but we're not a religious radio station.
That's true, but you know, it religion is a you know, is a huge part of American culture, and you know, you can bring people together from several different perspectives, and you know, and have a discussion.
Yeah, but that. Yeah, but I maintain radio programming wise that won't work for a long term. Might work for once a week on Sunday, but it wouldn't work Monday through Friday.
No, I agree. Years ago, I was on a program in Los Angeles called Religion on the Line, you know, which did precisely this kind of programming, and it happened to be the top rated program in its time slot. Now you got to understand that it was 10 to midnight, but. I think most mainstream people just don't feel the need to condemn. You know, but at the same time, I don't think I'm in the same business as Falwell or Dobson. You know, they're the mass media folk, and people like I are just the workaday pastors who try to make a small difference in somebody's life.
Yeah, except. You get lumped into that by your silence, because there are people out there. I mean, I don't, but I used to. But there are people out there who view Christianity as those people, as Falwell, Dobson, and the rest of them.
Well, sure, you know, because again, they own the airwaves. I'm not silent. You know, with the people I'm around, I'm not silent. And you know, I know a lot of other people who stand up for what we believe, but I can do it with, you know, a couple of hundred in a parish, and Dobson can do it with, 1,000 radio stations or something like that? So
you're right, he's on a bunch.
Right. So people like me, you know, we do try to stand up for what we believe, but the market is smaller.
But you know, a lot of times I don't even get that on a local level. I don't even get it here.
Get what? You don't get what?
I get very few people who call up and say, well, maybe I do get some, so I have to take that back. I don't think it's an accurate statement on my part. But I don't hear it as an overwhelming sentiment. I usually get excuses.
From which you think are mainline people?
Yeah, like, well, they just don't understand Christianity. They don't know what being a Christian is. Instead of, like, that's wrong and they should stop it. And I'm sick and tired of them.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that most people who come from the side of Christianity that I do, I personally cringe whenever I hear the word Christian on the radio, because I know that somebody's going to be denigrating the faith that I hold dear, and sometimes with cause. You know, when the other folks are condemning of homosexuals or, you know, insisting on teaching the Bible in schools and things like that, you know, somebody has to say something about that. But, you know, where would you suggest that discussion happen?
Talk radio stations. Might start there.
And here I am.
Yeah, I'd be calling them up, man. I'd be calling them up and I'd be right at them saying, you know, hey, I don't know. Does Dobson do? Does he do phone calls? I don't know if he does phone calls or not.
I don't know. I don't listen to Dobson.
Yeah, you
know?
I don't either. So that makes two of us. So I wouldn't have any idea.
He's good with psychology. You know, I used to listen to his psychological things, but it's when he gets into, you know, the faith piece that instead of thinking of him as a brother, I think of him as a cousin, maybe a second cousin.
Well, when it gets into the psychological thing, he needs to apply some of that to himself. He needs analysis, if you ask me. He needs it heavy. Dwight, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Just think that there are others out there, though, that, you know, that aren't condemning and do hold a different view. Just don't have a voice.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from them.
Well, I may try again.
All right, man. We'll see.
Right. Thank you.
You know, wouldn't it be nice if the Reverend Dobson would actually follow the precepts of Jesus and help the poor, maybe, and do things that Jesus talked about rather than attacking gays and politicians and... Nah.
I don't know.
He doesn't make money that way.
I think it's a shame that this kind of stuff goes on.
You know, like that last...
I think it's a shame that religious... I think it's a shame that there are religious radio stations
like
on
that,
the air in this
that country. Last caller said, I feel sorry for him that, you know, he's a good Christian, and he cringes when he hears the word Christian on the radio because it's going to be Falwell or Robertson or one of these right-wing wacko religious nutcases who gives all of Christianity a bad name.
Yeah, you're right. Well, the religion is hijacked. It's hijacked by those folks.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they don't stand up and go, wait a minute. You know, this is not what we're about, and we object to it. But they don't. Or they don't seem to. There are a few voices out there, but there are not many. Certainly not enough.
I always thought the major precept of Christianity was very simple. Love one another. I mean, that was the message that that Jesus brought to philosophy that had never really been thought of before, incorporated in any mainstream philosophical thought. Love
one another. Yeah, but in today's world, that's not even considered to be a valid thought anymore.
Yeah, I know.
That's not considered valid. That's something that's left over from the quote-unquote 60s. You know, peace, love, and harmony, and let's all get along. That stuff's all gone.
Yeah, you know, that stuff gets denigrated. What the heck was wrong with peace and love?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I think the problem is that most people realize that it's unrealistic.
Why is it unrealistic? Why is loving your neighbor...
Because human nature dictates otherwise. And if we didn't have laws, rules, and regulations, we'd have absolute chaos. We'd be like Baghdad.
Shouldn't we do like Lincoln said and appeal to the better angels of our nature?
Yeah, I think we should keep trying to do that, but I don't think that... I don't believe it. Do you believe that's possible? I don't believe it's possible for people to, like, quote, love thy neighbor. I think most people don't want anything to do with their neighbors.
You know, we learn prejudice. We learn hate. Why can't we unlearn those things? I know I'm sounding Pollyannish.
No. Well, see, just the fact that you make that statement shows.
I'm defensive.
Most people would reject that idea, thinking, well, you know what, you're being a simpleton. Because most people don't feel that in their own hearts. Because life in this country isn't like that. Because all of that stuff that was espoused during the 60s, those folks who were involved in that, I guess, have all turned out the opposite direction or gone some other place. And so that stuff's not around anymore. Except on the back of somebody's, you know, Subaru in Boulder, I don't know. 818, 18 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? Thousands of Coloradans are in your situation, and thousands more have called Colorado's foreclosure prevention hotline for help. Call toll-free 1-877-601-HOPE to get free advice from a local nonprofit organization. Trained professionals will help you with your options at no charge. You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the foreclosure prevention hotline, 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc., and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
That's REGUS.com. Regis. Offices that work for you.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Here's an important question for all investors. Are you making serious investment mistakes that can slash the value of your portfolio? You'll find out when you get a free copy of Fisher Investments' new report called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. Just call today, 1-800-700-7741. This important report is written by Ken Fisher, the widely respected Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. In Ken's report, you'll learn the most common mistakes investors make, mistakes that could be costing you a lot of money. This is the kind of valuable information that Fisher Investments shares with high net worth investors like you, who value personal communication and exceptional money management services. To get your copy of this important free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, call 1-800-700-7741. That's 1-800-700-7741. 1-800-700-7741.
AM 760 has a new voice in the morning after Jay.
Frankly, I think that Bush right now wants it to get a whole lot worse, particularly in Iran, to divert attention away from the disaster that is Iraq.
It's Tom Hartman.
I mean, here's the bottom line. You kill people, they have relatives, they get angry. I mean, it's not that you don't pacify a country by going in and killing people.
The Tom Hartman Program.
See, the bottom line here, Bush is afraid to negotiate.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:22, 22 minutes after 8. Chance of rain and snow, high today 49. clear blue out there right now. AM 760, Progressive Talk. And, boy, we've gotten into a whole range of things here about why Christians, mainstream Christians, do not speak up against the radical right. Also, about this whole idea of peace, love, and love thy neighbor, and about how the fact that most of that stuff from the 60s is now, well, it's something you can see on VH1. But that's basically about as far as it goes. Here's Deborah in Colorado Springs. Deborah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I just want to say that you guys are awesome, and it's really great to listen to you. And I remember hearing a quote about Ben Franklin talking to Thomas Paine, because Paine was so vocal about not having religion in our society would making it better. And Franklin had told him that if you think men are evil with religion, imagine how they'd be without it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. And religion does work for some people. I mean, it does keep them on the straight and narrow. So I think, I guess it depends on the individual.
Yeah, I know. I just, as an atheist myself, I try and adhere to a lot of the things you guys have been talking about. If my neighbor needs help, I'm going to help him, as long as, you know, they ask me nicely. So it's just a lot of people in our society, they don't want to get involved because people usually aren't so upfront about their own motives and desires too.
Yeah, well, that was an age of innocence, I guess, back then, and a lot of us were naive enough to think that that was going to work, but it obviously doesn't, and I don't think it ever will. And I think it is, I think it's ridiculous when somebody, I mean, I shouldn't say ridiculous, that's not the right word, but I feel extremely cynical when somebody tries to preach that to me.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, one more thing, though, that you guys have been talking about, the whole why don't Christians come out and condemn the right-wing people that are so extreme, it would really help if they would, because they could come out, and even if they just say, shame on you, you shouldn't be persecuting so-and-so for that reason, that would help. But I think a lot of these people that don't speak up are the real true adherents of their religion. I mean, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
I wonder how many of them secretly agree with some of it.
Yeah, there's
that. Here's something I've often wondered. Doesn't it say in the New Testament that if you do not believe in Jesus, if you do not accept Jesus as your Savior, that you're going to go to hell?
Pretty much.
So then, how does somebody who professes to be a true Christian, how do they have a conversation with somebody and not tell them, and they know that they don't believe, how do they not tell them that they're not going to go to hell?
Well, I guess that would just depend on tact and civility and the freedom to let them make their own failing choices as the Christian would see it. But it's okay to ask someone, you know, have you tried this? It could make your life better. And a difference to say it that way than to say, you're going to go to hell.
Do you get offended when people do that to you?
No, I just politely tell them that I think they're suffering under a big delusion and that they should leave me alone.
Yeah, when I used to do regular talk radio, not this, but and when talk radio was the kind of format where they had mostly conservatives, but they would have some liberals on, not like it is now, where it's all conservatives. I would have these people would send me Bible tracts and all kinds of stuff, trying to save me.
Isn't it funny? They're so secure in their beliefs, but they don't think that your lack or difference of beliefs could be just as secure.
Well, some of them were very nice about it, and others were very, very rude.
Yeah, but what it comes down to is just the fundamentalism. When you get to the people that are so far to one edge of the spectrum, you compare them collectively with just about every creed, race, and religion there are out there, because they're just my way or the highway, pretty much. And whether or not they try and be nice about the presentation, or whether or not they try and be mean about it or condescending, it's just, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I would agree. Deborah, thanks. Great call.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Eric in Broomfield. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Oh, okay. Hey, I want to, you know, have a comment about, I think my opinion is about why some of you guys like Dobson or whatever come up to power. And I think that I'm a Christian myself, been all my life. but I'm kind of a moderate, and I think my take on it is that I think it's just an easy way that Christians take. They, you know, they have money, they work, and, you know, it's just easy for them to denounce other people. It's easy for them to just take a path and start talking and bad about gays and non-Christians. And it's harder to do direct ministry to them, or it's harder to go down to the rescue mission and work and get dirty with things. So, and it's easier to just send money off to somebody that could be doing more, you know, more talk about denouncing gays and lesbians. And I think that's one of the reasons why you have the rise of these, you know, right-wing extremists. And, you know, very conservative Christians coming up to power, because it's easy for them to get money. It's easy for them to receive money from people that don't know what to do with their money. So they think that they just take their 10% or whatever it is and feel good about their money that they're giving away, because they just think that these guys must be Christians, or that they profess they are, instead of actually themselves taking their own religion and their own, you know, walk with Jesus into their own hands. And I think it's kind of sad that, you know, you have such a selected few are able to conjure up so much money and so much support.
Yeah.
And some of it's just blind.
Yeah.
I think, you know, on the other side, who wants to listen to just a moderate Christian on the radio? Nobody's going to give them money because, you know, they're speaking, you know, too direct, you know, just living in the world, or not of the world, but, you know, they're probably not going to get as much as a whack job or something.
You know something, have you ever noticed this? There's really no place in the American media landscape for moderates.
Well, yeah, I just think that's probably just an example of you know, society in general. Nobody wants to just watch, you know, mediocre shows. That's why probably shows like Full House never really, you know, stood the test of time like something extreme.
Well, I wonder about that sometimes. Because would you say that I wonder how much of the American public would identify themselves as being moderate.
I would think a good portion of the public would be moderate, but I think that there's certain aspects of their life that they would identify themselves as very conservative, like things like with my family.
Or liberal, maybe?
Things that happen directly affect my family and how I consider my family, put my family in front of things like work and other things. I'm very conservative that way, but I'm very liberal when it comes to, like, politics and when it comes to how I want to deal with my money and help other people. So in that way, does that make me liberal or conservative? I don't know. I wish there was a litmus test. But
I think there is one, and I think it's what your belief. I think it's your belief both not only socially, but I think it's also your belief economically in the role of government. Do you think that one, government is an inherent evil, or do you think the government can be an engine to do good?
I really hope and I pray that the government can be an engine to do good.
Then you would be liberal or progressive.
Yeah.
Conservatives inherently don't like government. They don't think it's an engine for good. They think it's a burden.
Well, especially going back to the Reagan days. Reagan was the first.
Even farther back.
Yeah, but he was the first one that really got that accepted as a mainstream belief that government was the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, Goldwater used to preach it too.
Yeah, well, Goldwater lost.
Well, that's true. But
and
the thing is,
I don't really subscribe to that train of thought about pulling themselves up by their own bootstraps.
Because nobody gets pulled up by their own bootstraps.
Yeah,
they just
cut them off. They cut them off before they even reach them. You know, that's kind of what my thought is about.
But see, you know what? You know what though? See, nobody gets pulled up by their own bootstraps, but everybody believes that they have been. Ask somebody, they'll say to you, "Nobody gave me a damn thing. I busted my butt. I worked for everything I got." Then you turn to them and say, "Wait a minute. Where did you get your education?"
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to a public school. Well, pardon me. then somebody did pay and help you out. And then you just go all the way down the line. Even if they call and tell you that they went to a private school, you turn around. You could turn around and say to them, yeah, but your parents had to pay for it, or somebody else had to pay for it, or some structural organization. I mean, everybody in life gets a hand someplace. Some just get more than others. But this whole idea that, well, I'll pull myself up by my bootstraps, that's BS.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have help somewhere. So, but I just wonder about moderates, because I feel like sometimes that if you're a moderate and you just want the right and good things to happen, there's no place for you in the American media landscape, because the American media landscape is either filled with people who are all stuck on the right, and then maybe 2% or 1% are sitting on the left, and then everybody else is stuck. They're all disenfranchised.
And I think it's going to be hard work for moderates to get a stronger voice, because you got a lot of people that get a lot of money, a lot of support, that are the extreme right or the extreme left. And it just seems like you said, that society and media doesn't have a place for just sensible, honest people.
Yeah, well, it's a sin to move centrist. It really is. Yeah. Eric, thank you, man. I appreciate
the
call.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. It is. It's a sin to move centrist.
Yeah, you know, the country used to be more moderate. I mean, even if you apply that to religion, remember back in the 60s and 70s when Billy Graham was like America's pastor, and he was basically a moderate. I mean, yes, it came out he did say some bad things about Jews.
Oh, yeah, of course. And he also sucked up to Richard Nixon.
Yeah, but that was in private. In public, he was pretty centrist.
He wasn't acerbic.
Yeah,
and
he
and
didn't get
explosive.
Really political,
like these guys are.
Yeah,
making these like whacked out statements like Robertson makes.
So there was a moderate aura about everything.
But you even get that. You even get that in this format. Well, how left are you?
Oh,
let's have a credentials fight over who's more left than the other.
Yeah,
who's more
I,
progressive than the other?
You and I get accused of not being out there. We're not going rah-rah Dennis Kucinich, so therefore we're suspect.
I know you're a closet Republican. I can tell. Or here's the other thing you get. Clear Channel has obviously got their foot on your neck. Come on. What, because we don't agree with you or I don't agree with you? I mean, so relax.
Everybody's got their political litmus tests.
He was right-wing one time, I remember.
You know, my political philosophy is basically the same as it was when I was in college.
Mine's changed. I mean, I've voted for Republicans before. And
have you? I never did.
Oh, yeah. And
I've never, ever voted for a Republican. Never found
I've sometimes
Republican
put friendship above politics. And then I've also been in the situation where I've gone to work and I've just, I've done what I had to do to get a paycheck, even though I didn't like it.
Yeah, well, that's a different story.
Well.
You're not proud of it either.
Oh, no.
See,
of course not.
That's the good thing. You're not proud of it.
Of course not. 836, 36 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, Gina, you're a mainstream Christian, aren't you?
I guess, if that's how you want to label me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, how do you want me to label you?
We're not into labels.
Okay.
How do you want me to label you? Well, all right.
I mean, I'm a Christian.
All right, on a scale, where do you think you stand? Do you consider yourself to be A, conservative, B, in the middle, C, liberal?
A.
Oh, you consider yourself to be conservative?
Yes.
Okay, do you like what James Dobson says? Do you like Pat Robertson? Do you like Jared Falwell?
I think for the most part that James Dobson is a very well-educated and intelligent man. I don't agree with everything, but I think he's pretty balanced. I think Pat Robertson, I don't agree with most of the time, and I think he says some crazy stuff, and I wish he'd stop.
Like whacking Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, I wish he'd stop saying things like that.
Okay, what about Jerry Falwell?
You know, I haven't heard.
He's been quiet pretty much lately.
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything he said lately.
Yeah, he hasn't said much because he's getting old and he doesn't feel well, I think.
I think he tended to be a loose cannon, you know, in past years.
I always liked Oral Roberts, especially when he said the 700-foot-tall Jesus told him to build the college.
No, the better story about him was when he stayed up in that tower and claimed that if people didn't give him like $800 million, God was going to take him away. Don't you remember that one?
And then, of course, there was our favorite, Jimmy Swaggart.
Oh,
my Lord!
Yeah.
All those guys. I have sinned against thee.
That was great. That was great TV.
All those guys.
These things give Christianity such a bad image. You know, it really hurts people. That.
So why don't Christians speak up against that?
Because we're not supposed to judge. I think that's why a lot of people don't say anything.
Oh, my God. Some people in Christianity do more judging than anybody I know.
I agree. It's very hypocritical.
Well, it's an interesting take.
Wasn't that a biblical verse? Judge not, lest ye be judged.
That's right.
Well, how does Dr. Dobson get away with judging homosexuals and lesbians? You're not supposed to judge them.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of judging. I mean, the scripture is pretty explicit about that issue. It says it's right or it's wrong, and it says in the scripture that it's wrong. And
yeah, it also says it's okay to have slaves.
Oh, now we're beating up on Gina. We can't go down this road.
All right.
We can't, because I'm a volley in that the women should be subservient to their husbands, and I want to know, are you subservient to your husband?
We esteem each other higher. We submit to one another.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought. Because if he gets out of line, he's going to come to work one day with a shiner. That's what's going to happen there. You're not kidding anybody. Okay, what's the traffic look like?
Southbound I-25 is the one area where we do have some congestion. For the most part, though, we're recovering from the commute, but we really didn't have much of a commute at all, so we're really in great shape right now. Pretty smooth sailing across the metro area, no wrecks, equally great shape in and around Boulder, and we're all good so far on I-70 westbound into the mountains. Weather today, mostly cloudy, late afternoon rain and snow showers, high of 50 degrees. Right now, mostly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Stressed and can't sleep? The hottest new sleeping pill isn't really a sleeping pill at all. It's Relicor PM, the belly...
Right now is the best time to buy an inventory home at Amber Homes. Prices have been reduced on inventory townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes in great areas like Lakewood, Southwest Denver, Aurora, Commerce City, Thornton, and Castle Rock. Whether you're looking for a new home or an investment opportunity, now is the time to act. For more detailed information about the communities, video tours, and a list of all Amber Homes specs, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Now you can join the team. AM760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and want to help business owners market to AM760 listeners, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to maxbrooks@clearchannel.com today. Political affiliation is not a consideration. For a complete list of all available positions, visit clearcareers.com. That's clearcareers.com. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
You've earned it. Now, protect it. When most people hear the words estate plan, they think, one, I don't have an estate, or two, I'm not going to die anytime soon. But if you don't have an estate plan, or your current plan is out of date, you and your family could be in great danger. Please join me, Bennett Braverman, attorney at law, and my colleague, Malia Lindquist, for a free seminar. Learn why estate planning is a crucial protection for you and your loved ones.
Attend this free estate planning seminar, 1 week only, 3 different locations to choose from. Tuesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Omni Interlochen Resort. Wednesday, February 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Hotel Boulderado. And Thursday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Boulder Marriott. Get the truth about protecting yourself, your family, and your assets. Call today for reservations, 303-541-0707. Space is limited. Call
303-541-0707.
Hi, I'm Lisa Schump, owner of Colorado's number one volume Honda dealership, Ralph Schump Honda. There are lots of reasons we're number one and have been for over 12 years. To name a few, no dealer handling or other hidden fees, ever. We're one priced so you know what you're paying for your purchase before you spend hours negotiating the price. We don't load our vehicles up with accessories you don't want, care about, or want to spend your hard-earned money on, unless it's your choice. Did I mention the great friendly people who work here? We're sincerely interested in making your purchasing experience a good one. And we're conveniently located, so it doesn't matter whether you live in Capitol Hill or Highlands Ranch. It's just a quick drive down Broadway. So without totally being a thief of great lines, you've got a buddy in the car business, Ralph Schump Honda. One price, one promise, one customer at a time. 5700 South Broadway or at schump.com. Should I say, thanks, Tom?
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour. Chance of rain and snow. High today 49. AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We were talking about religion, and man, we got into this whole thing about progressives and the whole can of wax and about conservatives and all of that stuff. Let's go to Ann Littleton, who's been hanging on. Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I thought it was a great question, so I had to call. I never called before, but I guess my thought is. On why liberals don't speak out against it. I think it's tends to be a failure of liberalism and not stand up for, you know, what they think and what they believe. And so I think it, they tend to tolerate everything, or they want to do that, and you just cannot do that in the end.
Would that be the fault? Would that be the fault of liberals and moderates both, that they would just tolerate?
Yeah, I think moderates tend to do that too. And I think these people like Dobson and so forth, the religious right in general, need to be brought out. I mean, they're definitely more out in the open now than they used to be, but really brought out, debated one-on-one with someone who can really take on these issues and expose them for who they are, which is, you know, most of the time it's, they're full of hate, you know, they're hate mongers. But, you know, your co-host mentioned Lincoln appealing to our best angels, and I think they do that. But, you know, he also fought a civil war. And I think, you know, if you look back in history, Paris rolled over to the Nazis. And I think it's part of that same failure to stand up to, you know, people who are, you know, right-winged and hardcore about what they think and full of hate.
Well, there's a two-pronged thing, though, about the French and Paris and the Nazis. One, a lot of people advance the theory that they did that to save the city, and
yeah.
Then the other thing is that they did fight them via the underground. So they did take them on, but no, it wasn't like the siege of Stalingrad or something. You're right about that. But if there's a higher or better feeling in this society, in this country, then where are all the voices?
Right.
Where are all the voices of dissent?
Right.
I want to believe there is.
I think there are. I think, you know, you get these talking heads on these TV shows, mainly. You see more academics on radio, but you really don't see people that can really go tackle these issues. And that, you know, maybe they wouldn't debate, but I think, you know, they... Part of the right wing for a long time had this victim status because they were sort of out.
If you listen to them, that's their whole shtick.
That is their shtick.
That they're being deprived, that somebody's robbing them of something, that, oh my God, we're being persecuted, when in reality, Christianity makes up 85% of the American public. How can you be persecuted if you make up 85%? How can you be a minority at 85%?
Exactly. And they've got at least 85% of radio. So, but they're not being, so I say, let's bring them out. You know, let's have a big debate. Let's get these issues out and see if they hold up to the light.
I agree. Let's take them on. I agree. I think you're absolutely right. Let's take them on. I'm for that 100%.
Yeah. Well, I appreciated the question. I was like, I couldn't believe that question was being asked. I thought that's the question of the day, you know, of the year, of the century. This thing needs to be taken on.
Yep, people need to speak out. And thanks. I appreciate the call.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Tony in Boulder. Tony, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, Tony. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Okay, hey, posed a great question, which is, what do we do about a situation where, you know, people, you know, the more moderate groups within, say, Christianity won't, you know, denounce us or whatever? At the end of the day, I guess, it's because they believe what Dobson's saying, okay? And I would count myself in that group. Now, the second question is, why don't, you know, moderate Muslims, you know, take on the radicals? Well, the answer is because they support what those guys are doing. And the real question that leads us to is, what are we going to do about a group of people, particularly, you know, in this case, Muslims, who, if they truly follow their faith, believe it's their responsibility, their obligation, to take the world by the sword? I mean,
well, if you really follow your faith and you really follow your ideology, then you believe then you would deny me my right of free speech, and you also believe that I'm going to hell. Do you believe that I'm going to hell? Yes or no?
I do, but I don't deny you for the right to free speech.
Well, sure you do.
Absolutely not. You can
sure
say whatever you want. How,
sure you do.
In what way does the Christian?
Well, okay. If you'll settle,
so you could have free speech.
Okay, if you'd settle down, I'll explain it to you. But if you want to scream and be a white boy anger man, then what you need to do is you need to go to one of the other radio stations.
Go ahead.
All right. Who is behind the majority of legislation in this country to control the content of the media? Is it A, moderates, B, liberals, or C, right-wing evangelical Christians?
To be perfectly honest with you, I have no idea.
Well, all right, what is Sam Brownback?
Senator, potential presidential candidate.
All right, but what are his views?
I believe he's a fairly conservative guy.
Would you say that he would be considered to be an evangelical Christian?
I don't know, but I guess he probably is because you're setting me up. So keep going.
No, I'm not setting you up. What I would say is what you need to do is engage in less screaming and more reading. Thank you. And look at some of the legislation he's introduced. Not only would he like to get into broadcast and television, but he'd also like to get into our bedrooms. 8:49, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And by the way, Tony, your assertions about Muslims and Islam is ridiculous. And you admit that you believe in what Dr. Dobson says, so that right there shows.
Let's burn the witches at the stake.
That's right. You're going to hell. Well, guess what, Tone? I'll meet you there. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, with the exception of a new wreck off the highway, Quebec and Martin Luther King involving a bus, we don't have much to report. Still just shaking loose a little bit southbound I-25 from the Thornton Parkway to 84th. Eastbound 270 may be stacked up for you between I-76 and York, but otherwise, it's just been a beautiful commute this morning. Weather outlook today, mostly cloudy, late afternoon rain and snow showers expected with a high of 50. Tonight, some possible snow showers, then clearing after midnight with a low of 23. Right now, mostly cloudy, 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AAA keeps members on the go. You're covered as a driver or as a passenger in any car 24 hours a day. Watch.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take on Orbits, the travel game where you could save $200 on your next trip. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. With the Orbits Feel the Love sale, win over your sweetheart by booking a trip and saving $200 to romantic places like Jamaica, Paris, or Maui. Feel the love by saving big on your next getaway. Just Orbits and go.
Save $200 on a qualifying Jamaica, Maui, or Paris flight plus hotel purchase for 5+ nights. Valid for travel 2/1 through 7/31/07. Book by 3/4/07. Subject to availability. See Orbitz.com for terms and conditions.
Part of the educational curriculum in public schools in America.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jack Mysec Heating and Cooling in Arvada is proud to join in the fight against drug abuse. If you or someone you love has a problem with drug abuse, call 1-800-662-HELP. Help someone you love help themselves. This message courtesy of Jack Mysak Heating and Cooling in Arvada, serving the area with quality work, integrity, and dependability. Call 303-463-8541. That's Jack Mysak Heating and Cooling. On the air, because they care.
Homeowners, if your resolution for 2007 is to save more money, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 50%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-448-8133. Quicken Loans could cut your mortgage payment up to 50% so you could make your money work harder. You could pay off high-interest credit card bills or increase your savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-448-8133. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you could cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 50%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-448-8133. That's 800-448-8133. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-448-8133.
8:53, 53 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Variety is the spice of life, so they say, and you can get plenty of variety at Rocky's Autos with the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. As a matter of fact, they got the 07s. The 07s are there, too. So whatever it is you're looking for, Rocky's will cover you from A to Z. Front-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, they've got it all. And good people there to help you, too. People like Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Gerard Menard and Freddie Labrato, and that's just the beginning list. I mean, there's over 100 people there who are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. Their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you got $3,000 towards your next automobile. And that's how Rocky's operates. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so they're open until 9 tonight. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Mary and I have had a great experience with this heavy winter with the little four-wheel drive vehicle that we got from Rockies. Not only does it get good gas mileage, but it does a heck of a job in the snow, too. And it really has worked out good. As a matter of fact, when I had my operation, we had to be at the hospital like 5 o'clock in the morning, and it snowed that day. That was like the blizzard number two. And we four-wheeled it right to the hospital, and we had no problems whatsoever. So I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. Go on out to Rocky, say hello to them. Tell them J. Marvin sent you. They're great folks. Check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com, or go see them. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Come support your men's and women's Colorado basketball teams on Saturday, February 24th. The day will start at 2 p.m. as Bob Huggins and the Wildcats of Kansas State take on the Buffalo Men. Then at 7 p.m., come support the seniors on the Colorado women's team in their home finale when they battle the Kansas Jayhawks. Tickets for both of these exciting Big 12 games can be purchased by calling 303-49-BUFFS, visiting cubuffs.com, or stopping by Tickets West, located in all King Superstores. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Office Max, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And AM760.net. Going to hell in a
bucket thing. Yeah. Why not? 8:56. 56 minutes past the hour. We're sending us out to Tony and Boulder. Chance of rain or snow on a high of 49. Although it looks nice and blue out there right now. Let's go to Ken in Detroit. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you this fine day?
Well, I'm pretty good, actually.
I'm interested in your topic this morning, because I was asked to leave my church yesterday because I questioned some of the expenditures of what we were doing for the pastors.
Oh, I've heard a lot of people having that problem.
And I questioned it was a mega church. It was started off as a small church, got bigger, got really big. And they bought three golf carts for the three ministers because they figured it was too far for them to walk from their offices to the sanctuary. I questioned the expenditures.
So what did they do, tell you to leave?
They said, well, you're not Christian enough.
Well, that's typical.
And I went, hold it, I read the Bible.
Yeah, let me tell you something. That not only happens in churches. That happens in synagogues. That happens in, I'm sure, mosques. That happens in all kinds of things. But, I mean, I get that all the time here.
But my point is, the teachings of the Bible in Jesus Christ, help thy neighbor, love thy neighbor as thyself, help the poor. It doesn't say, you know, Jesus was a liberal. He overthrew the money changers in the synagogue because they were breaking the Sabbath. And I'm a liberal. I admit it. I'm a progressive. I'm liberal. But when you start questioning the authority that they deem they have vested, and it wasn't the
most... Well, you know what? Because when you question authority in that kind of a situation, what ends up happening is you usually get into trouble. And I think there's a lot of people who would call and tell you that. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I don't mean to cut you off, but we're out of time. Open Phones comes up next here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We haven't exchanged hellos.
You couldn't spot me in a crowd.
I'm not someone you've known for years. But when I get the call,
I will be there for you.
Volunteer to help the Red Cross. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Contact your local chapter or visit redcross.org today.
Okay, ooh, 17-inch aluminum wheels, all-new Chrysler Sebring Touring, standard. Toyota Camry LE, not available. Honda Accord LX, not available. Yes, essential stain-resistant fabric, Sebring, standard. Other guys, not available. There's got to be something, huh? Steering wheel, Sebring, standard. Toyota and Honda, standard.
The all-new Chrysler Sebring, completely redesigned inside and out with many exclusive features. As described, $21,110. MSRP excludes tax.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A violent day across Iraq, and the bloodshed includes at least two U.S. soldiers killed, 17 others wounded in an attack on an American combat post north of Baghdad. Reporter Scott Peterson says it could have been something to do with the security that's being ratcheted up in the capital.
People feel that militants of all sides have kind of shifted, slipped out of the capital, taken their weapons with them or hidden them, and that might explain one of the reasons why this attack occurred on an American base, not in downtown Baghdad, but actually on the outskirts in the north of the capital, which would have been a slightly softer target.
More from CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick in Baghdad.
These are very small outposts that are being built throughout the capital and even around Baghdad. They will be staffed by American and Iraqi forces, and they're seen as crucial to the security operations in the capital because they will be able to hold neighborhoods that are cleared. In past operations in Baghdad, they have not had positions for U.S. and Iraqi soldiers to hold in order to keep the violence under control.
In other attacks, dozens of civilians have been killed today. The war was on President Bush's mind this morning during his President's Day remarks, live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, President Bush calls this a day to remember George Washington's unbreakable will. Speaking at Washington's Mount Vernon, Mr. Bush described the first president as an inspiration to generations.
As we work to advance the cause of freedom around the world, we remember that the father of our country believed that the freedoms we secured in our revolution were not meant for Americans alone.
Washington is also remembered for his warning against foreign entanglements. President Bush says today's leaders look to Washington for strength in uncertain times. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, rescuers hope they can reach three climbers stranded on Mount Hood today. Sarah Brown says the two women and one man spent the night in their sleeping bags.
They are hunkered down. We believe that they are on top of a tarp, and all three of them are together. They're huddling, and they do have also a black lab with them.
Well, the three fell from a cliff yesterday. Two of the climbers have minor injuries. Five other members of the climbing party rescued. JetBlue is still reeling from a system-wide meltdown, but the situation is a little calmer today at JFK Airport in New York, where customers whose flights weren't canceled have been able to fly without major headaches. Todd Burke is a JetBlue vice president.
We currently have service to 51 destinations, so approximately 40 cities we're continuing our service to.
The low-cost airline hopes to be back to normal by tomorrow. JetBlue's CEO says the crisis has left him humiliated and mortified. No real progress reported in talks involving Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and the Palestinian and Israeli leaders. Rice was alone when she gave a short statement after meeting with them and took no questions today from reporters. This is CBS News.
Need professional-looking documents? Office Depot can help. From small jobs to bound presentations, bring in your document or submit it at OfficeDepot.com. We'll ship virtually anywhere. Plus, our work is backed by the Office Depot Satisfaction Guarantee. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com.
It's 9:04. I'm John M. Good morning. This is an AM 760 local news update. Thousands of skiers who braved traffic headaches Saturday as they flooded the mountains for the President's Day weekend going to find themselves battling tough conditions on the way home later today. National Weather Service is calling for 60-mile-an-hour winds, up to 6 inches of snow along I-70 and other mountain roads in the central mountains as far east as Georgetown. Risk of snow slides up in the high country still listed as considerable.
Use caution when in avalanche terrain or below steep slopes.
The Colorado Avalanche Center continues to warn people of an area of considerable avalanche danger in the mountains stretching from Telluride to Steamboat Springs and east of the Front Range. 6 people died in avalanches over the weekend in Utah, Idaho, and Montana. More shenanigans as lawmakers wrestle with the fallout from Colorado's Amendment 41, that new measure that blocks state officials from accepting gifts from lobbyists. One Republican representative says residents in his district are getting robocalls urging them to demand lawmakers readdress the issue. No word on who's sponsoring those calls. And overseers of New Life Church in Colorado Springs say numerous individuals reported knowledge of founder Ted Haggard's struggle with a dark side, quote-unquote. The overseers making those comments yesterday during a day of hope at the 14,000-member church when they discussed the claims that led to Haggard's removal as pastor back in November. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. There's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Eastbound 6 west of Sims had a wreck blocking the right lane there. It's about the only major hotspot right now on the freeways. We did have a bus crash on Martin Luther King, but looks like it's going to be smooth sailing for the most part across the metro area. No issues outside the city. Nice drive through the Castle Rock area, and we're in great shape in and around Boulder. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, Call 1-800-926-8949. You can even customize your building. You select the size. You select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-926-8949. Call Anthem Steel today. 1-800-926-8949. That's 1-800-926-8949.
Talk chance of rain or snow. High today 49. 303-713-7600. Open phones abounds. And you can talk about anything you want to talk about, or we can keep talking about religion. And this guy, Rich, sends me a... Well, you know what? I should read it. I basically answered him and said, you know, stop. Okay? No one is buying this... No one is buying this crap anymore, but I'll read it. I'll read it and let you decide for yourself. On your show, Ed Perlmutter mentioned that President Bush launched a preemptive strike against Iraq for false reasons. Were the stories of rape, torture, and murder false? How Hussein aircraft shooting at U.S. and British aircraft over the no-fly zone almost on a weekly basis? Or is dispatching assassination squads to try to kill a former U.S. president, or paying $25,000 bonuses to families of suicide martyrs, and of course, his refusal to allow inspectors into his country for over 11 years, giving his regime plenty of time to hide or ship whatever WMD he might have outside the borders? Perlmutter is just another example of a liberal Democrat burying his head in the sand and ignoring the threat we are facing to get his own party back in the White House, or has he also chosen to ignore what will most likely happen if we pull troops out now and leave Iraq to take over by Iran and terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda? Does Afghanistan come to mind? And I sent him an email back and said, you know, stop shopping that.
Yeah.
Because that's not the reason we went to Iraq. Not for the torture. Not for any of that stuff. Because that stuff was going on when we were helping Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
And we didn't care about it then.
No.
And, the stories about the $25,000 bonuses and... the dispatching assassin squads to try to kill the former U.S. president. Give me verifiable sources on that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I mean, all of this. And does Afghanistan come to mind? Well, yeah, Rich. If you're listening, it sure does. Now, why is the Taliban making a resurgence in Afghanistan? Because we didn't do the job right the first time. Because the leader of your party and the president of the United States, your man George W. Bush, took us out of Afghanistan.
And now the whole place is crumbling like a house of cards.
Yeah.
The LA area,
I mean,
of the country.
God, how could you send an email and think that myself or anybody else is, you know, is that stupid?
Well, he's taken his cue from the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States and the Secretary of State back when she was a National Security Advisor. The smoking gun is going to come in the form of
cloud.
A mushroom cloud. Yeah, we're all going to die.
Yeah, the mushroom cloud is going to get us.
Oh.
But isn't it amazing how these guys hide from history?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and don't forget, too, the mysterious connection between Mohammed Atta and Czech intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's, as Dick Cheney said on NBC's Meet the Press, well, it's pretty well confirmed that there were meetings. Now it turns out that that's not true either.
You know, just...
How about this challenge to you, Rich, my man? Please list us at least five things that George W. Bush or Dick Cheney has said that turned out to be true.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, can anybody name any? Other than we're stuck in misery in this country?
You know, I'm trying to think. I'm racking my brain going back over the last 6 years trying to figure out five things. I'm trying to figure out one thing they said that was true.
Well, the insurgency has reached its last throes. These are dead enders.
We have evidence Saddam had chemical and biological weapons.
He went to Niger to get yellow cake uranium.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I mean, God. See, that's what I mean. Are there people out there who still want to hold all that stuff and still believe that? They still believe all that stuff?
There's that certain, 20 to 25% that are willing to go right over the cliff like lemmings.
Well, how do you deal with people like that?
Just shun them.
What are you saying? I shouldn't respond to them? I just forget it?
No. Stay away from them. Fortunately, we don't have to deal with them in person.
Well, I'm sure he's not a bad guy in person. I just, you know. Come on, man. All right, we got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Gary in Buffalo, New York. Gary, you're on. Are you snowed in?
No, not really. We still got snow here from last week, but it's disappearing slowly.
Well, that's good, man. That's good news. I hope you don't get any more storms.
Yeah, so do I.
Really?
So spring's coming, baseball's on its way.
You got it, pal.
I was caught in, I don't believe in any of these religions. I used to be tortured by the Catholic Church for about 30 years, but I was saying that if we didn't have such a diversity, particularly of Christianity, we would have a civil war here. If we only had two or three major Christian religions, they'd beat at each other's throats, just like the Muslim sects are at each other's throats in Iraq. So even though I don't believe in any of it, I believe in promoting as much diversity in religion as possible in this country to keep that from happening.
Well, I think we should have I think we should have diversity of religion, but I don't think if we didn't have that many religions, I don't think we'd get into a civil war. We don't have a background for that, with the exception of the fight over slavery, and you know, we've got law and order in this country for the most part.
Well, you know, the Quakers in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, I mean, hanging Quakers was as common in Rhode Island as burning witches was.
Really?
And
But it stopped, though, didn't it?
Well, it's not because we put in a federal government to control it.
Well, right, we moved ahead, which is exactly what, for instance, in Iraq they don't have, because they don't have a functioning federal government.
But you might end up having to have a very strong dictator to control two very strong and intent on killing each other. I mean, look at Northern Ireland. Is that going to end? What happens with these religions is once they become convinced that they are right, there's no stopping it. You can't have two religions get together and say, okay, I'm right, but you're wrong, so we'll live together. Their object is to become the religion.
Actually, in Northern Ireland, that has pretty well abated, because everybody just got too exhausted to keep going on. It became obvious the British weren't going to leave, and sense was finally realized through exhaustion.
Yeah, those people are talking.
Yeah.
They're at least sitting down there. I mean, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people say that you can't have anything go.
Yeah.
You can't have anything change in Iraq until there's some kind of political consensus, because Shiites and Sunnis have got to sit down and work things out. And the way things are structured now, there's no reason for them to do that.
Well, I agree with you 100% on that. But there are people speak. I mean, Barry Lynn is a Christian who speaks out against people like Dobson and others.
Yes, he's one of the few.
There's some. Yeah, he is one of the few.
Yeah.
There are some.
Yeah.
All right, good luck out there in Denver.
There just needs to be more. Come see us, man.
Yeah, okay, I will.
All right, we'll talk to you.
We'll see you. Bye.
Yeah, we just need more to speak out against them.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Rick Warren.
Well, I'm too busy to think about other people's fate. Are you?
Yeah, but every now and then I'll.
Well, but do you want to cross somebody and say to them, okay, you know what, you're... All right, have you ever told anybody that they're going to go to hell?
No.
No, me neither.
Except facetiously.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, the ones that are serious about that stuff, give me the willies.
Like, oh, you're gay? Oh, you're going to hell.
I've been told I would burn in hell.
Well, yeah, we just had a caller tell us we were going to burn in hell here last hour. Now the question is, if we don't believe in Christianity, then do you believe in hell? Do you believe hell exists?
I believe what Jean-Paul Sartre said in No Exit, hell is other people. I always thought that was a great line.
But that doesn't really answer my question.
No, I don't believe in the biblical concept of heaven.
I mean, in other words,
no,
when you leave this planet, do you think you're going to go burn someplace?
Do I look like I'm 4 years old? What do you got there?
I don't know. I was looking at an instant message you guys sent me from Bill. It says, here's a true statement by the administration, Vice President Cheney. Valerie Wilson is a CIA covert operative.
Oh.
All right, Bill.
All right.
Bill wins. Bill wins the prize. Okay, but so you don't believe that you're going to go to hell.
No, I don't believe I'm going to go to heaven either.
All right, what do you think happens after you die?
You're dead. That essence, which is that energy,
nothing.
Which
where's your energy
up,
go?
Your energy goes back into the cosmos. It becomes one with the cosmos.
Oh, thank you, Carl Sagan. What do you mean it becomes one with the cosmos? What does that mean?
Einstein said that. Energy equals MC squared. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transmuted. So the energy that is me will dissipate and become part of the universe again. Reality is only a crutch anyway. You know, if you believe in quantum physics, reality isn't really...
I want to know when you went on a bathroom break and popped some window panes. That's what I want to know. So when did you get into KBPI stash of acid and then came back up here and started to do the show? That's what I want to know.
Now, I haven't done acid in 35 years.
All right. Well, maybe there's other people out there who think, as John M. does, that your energy just evaporates into the cosmos.
It doesn't evaporate, it just disseminates back into the cosmos.
So, John, you'll never be reincarnated, or not reincarnated, but never be rejoined with your loved ones?
No.
Wow, man, that's a pretty hardcore
thought.
Although
I will be rejoined with them in the sense that we are all... back in the essence of the universal energy.
So you mean when I die, I won't get to heaven and get all my questions answered?
No, you're going to a flower box in Toledo.
Well, doggone it. I live this reckless life for nothing. I won't get all the answers to questions that have haunted me all these years?
The answer is 23.
918.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-394-0711. That's 1-800-394-0711. 1-800-394-0711.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-330-8058. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-330-8058. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-330-8058. 1-800-330-8058.
768-6113.
You need to have $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program. For your free, no obligation consultation, please call us at 800-768-6113. Call now, 800-768-6113.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Nice. Some Neil Young. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, along with John M. 303-713-7600, open phones. Three lines open. High today should be 49, chance of some rain or maybe some snow showers. Here's an instant message. Jay, you may have moved on from this topic, but I feel I have to respond to mainstream Christian as a mainstream. I feel I have to respond as a mainstream Christian. In today's media environment, the dissenting voice of reason is not newsworthy. For example, my Methodist church, whose motto just happens to be open hearts, open minds, open doors, took a trip with other churches of the area to participate in a peaceful family picnic day on the grounds of Focus on the Family campus. It was a peaceful demonstration of how mainstream Christians feel that such megachurch groups demonize, alienate family units such as gays and lesbians. We were joined by a social justice group of our church. We informed the media that the event, as well as the Focus on the Family representatives, our intention was only to inform the public that loving families come in all forms. We spoke at length with all Denver and Colorado Springs media at the picnic. That night on the news, the only airtime given was to the representative Focus on the Family. The person just happened to be a cured lesbian that prayed for our lost souls. Logic and rebuttal from the mainstream was left on the cutting room floor. I'd buy that 100%. I'd buy that 100% because I think the media is shameful in that area. Here's Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Morning, John.
Hi.
And you're covering all the religious topics today, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I guess we're just drifting there.
Yeah. You know, the email you just read or the IM, whatever it was, the guy's on the money. Part of the problem, you know, you mentioned Rick Warren wrote a great book that almost every Christian church in the country used for quite some time. And then he spoke out in favor, if you will, on global warming, and then you know, all of a sudden he was the bastard child kind of thing. And but there, in my experience, there's two kinds of Christians. There's those that go to church on Sunday, they listen to whatever their pastor tells them, and that's it. That's the truth. They don't crack their own Bibles and have a look for themselves and test whatever their pastor says. They just buy it.
Yeah, because that fills their commitment.
That's right. They go on Sunday, they do their bit, and they're done for the week. Now, the truth is, Christians, the way we live our lives is absolutely there's no difference statistically than the way secular society lives their lives. It's almost all the way across the board, divorce, drugs, homosexuality, you name it, alcoholism. It's almost all the same across the board. So, you know, and we've said this time and time again, the vast majority of Christians are hypocrites. Now, the problem with the church began when the church decided we needed to get political. And you mentioned, the late, great pastor, the America's pastor.
Billy Graham.
Billy Graham. He never was involved with the politics thing until he got involved with Tricky Dick. And he got burned. And he realized at that point, big mistake, I'll never do it again. And I believe there was a great special on PBS or whatever on him. It kind of outlined his life. And after he got burned by Nixon, he stayed out of the political arena. He just did what he felt God called him to do, and that was, you know, preach the gospel.
Well, David Kuo is making the same case in his book, Tempting Faith, in which he claims that the evangelical Christians have been burned by the Bush administration.
Absolutely. I mean, and so that leads me to my second type of Christian. The other kind of Christian are those that really do have spent the time. They crack their Bibles. They know, you know, okay, that what that preacher just said is a bunch of crap. But what the problem is they don't want to speak out necessarily in a negative connotation because they think it's going to bring down or demean the faith. So rather than speak out, they just kind of stay silent and in some cases plead ignorance. And part of it comes from, I've got a lot of friends like this, admitting, like, if you had voted for George Bush and backed his policies. Now they, rather than go, you know what, bad idea. I shouldn't have done that. The guy's a buffoon, bad policies, and so on and so forth. In doing that, there are a lot of Christians, and I got a lot of friends like it, they equate that with themselves as being, they'd have to say they were wrong. And a lot of Christians are very prideful, and they don't like to admit when they're wrong.
I think most people don't want to admit when they're wrong. I include myself in that.
Absolutely, but what separates, you know, you sometimes have to admit when you're wrong, you know, and it's hard to do, but you have to do it, and that's there's a fraction of Christians at 30% or 27% that just refuse to admit that they're wrong. And in that 27 or 30%, there's some that just flat out believe they're right. I mean, you know, they just believe what they believe and that's the end of it. But, you know, the truth of it is, and you say it time and time again, most Christians don't live their faith. They just talk about it. And that, therein lies the biggest problem with the whole, you know, there's a lot of good churches out there that don't mess with the gay issue, the abortion issue, all the wedge issues. They just, you know.
Yeah, they're not inclined to go there.
No, and because the truth of the matter is, it's kind of like what, you know, the question you asked, John. You know, what's going to happen when you die? We all have our, you know, I think you and John and I are like three examples. I believe the biblical standard. I think you're somewhere.
So all right, so wait a minute, you believe you're going to go to hell?
No,
heaven. I'm sorry. What's wrong?
I hope not.
Do that one,
didn't I? He's with you.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right, you believe you're going to go to heaven.
Yeah, I do.
John believes nothing is going to happen.
Right. I think you're somewhere in the middle based on, you know, listening to you over X amount of time. I think.
Yeah, Jay doesn't. Yeah, I'm not sure where we're
going. Right,
where we're
and I think that's an okay place to be because the truth of the matter is none of us truly know until we're dead. You know, so now I believe the way I believe because that's the way I was raised, I just believe that, and I can't prove it, you know, unequivocally.
Well, that's called faith.
That's called faith. There you go.
I mean, you don't have to. I mean, there's some things you don't have to prove, but see, here's my main problem with religion. I have trouble with anything that's authoritarian.
Absolutely.
And I have trouble with like a rabbi. Or a priest, or a preacher, or a deacon, or whatever, sitting there lecturing me and telling me what I'm going to do, what's going to happen to me. You know, my natural inclination is to, like, flip them the bone.
Right. Right. And you know what? And the problem is, you know, all of those individuals can say to you, what they should say to you, I should phrase it differently. What they should say to you is, this is what the Bible says. You can believe it or not believe it. End of conversation. That, if you came to me and said, you know, Steve, you know, you believe in heaven and hell. Do you think I'm going to go to hell because I don't believe in Jesus Christ? I would say to you, you know what, Jay? This is what I believe. You're allowed to believe anything you want. I personally am not going to tell you, Jay, that you're going to hell because you don't believe in Jesus Christ. Because, I don't have that authority, and two, I don't know for a fact. So, you know, all I would do is say, Jay, this is what I believe, and this is why I believe it. And that would be it. And then you and I could continue to coexist and be friends, and I've got one of my great friends is a Jewish guy, and we've had the conversation time and time again. We disagree, and we still love each other the same. It doesn't matter, you know. And in the end, we'll find out. And for all we know, maybe we're all wrong. Maybe John's right, you know. We don't know, you know. So
could be true. He could be. He could be right.
He could be.
That'd be a scary thought, though, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I hope and pray that there is. You know, like you say, we get to, you know, meet up with our, you know, lost loved ones and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I just want to find. I just want to find my father. No, seriously, if I could have that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all I care about.
I think it's a good way to go. And you know, like I say, you know, Christ taught one thing, and Scripture said, you know, Scripture. I don't, you know, and you can tear it apart. I don't know that there's anything that says if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. Now, you can word it that way. You can wordsmith it that way. What Scripture does say is, you know, Christ said the only way to the Father is through the Son. What exactly did he mean? I mean, you know, we don't. I believe what I believe. I believe that, you know, he's saying believe in me or not.
Well, but, see, the thing is, any time, though, you get any kind of written philosophy or any of that kind of stuff and you get it written down, you're going to get, everybody's going to see it differently, and you're going to get about 80 million different interpretations
absolutely.
Of it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But he believes what he believes, and he's not trying to enforce that on you or me. And, you know, that's
yeah, so we like you. We wish you would call more often.
Well, see, that. Well, I do call quite often, actually. But
not enough.
Well.
We recognize you.
Yeah.
We keep count. We know.
Right, right.
I mean, you should call more often. I mean, you know, listen, I wish the whole world was full of rational. I don't mean to suck up, but I feel like the whole world was, you know, if this country was full of rational, religious people like yourself, we'd have a lot less friction here.
Well, the problem is there's, you know, like this opinion, say my opinion, it's just not, it's not mainstream. And the, you know, the Dobsons and the Robinsons, you know, they have the TV shows and the radio shows, and they get to expound their crap. And unfortunately, there's too many ignorant people who call themselves Christians that don't test the waters and don't go, well, wait a minute, is that biblically sound? And the vast majority of the you know, the rhetoric and the crap that comes out of the Dobsons and the Robinsons is not biblically sound. And they're, you know, all people have to do is go have a look for yourself. Because our book, Christians and Jews, I mean, because, you know, the Jews use the Old Testament. We use kind of the whole thing, but primarily the New Testament. You know, it's all written down there. So test what they say. We just moved here not too awful long ago, and we were looking for a church. And we went to this church where the pastor is a Messianic Jew. And he said he got political at the pulpit one Sunday, and I'm like, okay, I'll give him another shot. A couple, 3-4 weeks later, it was right after Katrina, he stood at the pulpit and said God told him that the Katrina hurricane was specifically designed to wipe out New Orleans because there was going to be a gay event the following week.
Yeah.
See, I would have gotten up.
Right.
I would have gotten up in church
screaming.
Right there, looked at this guy, and screamed out,
"You're
an
idiot!
Out of your freaking mind!"
Right. And see, that's the problem. And the thing is, there's, you know, it was not a big church, maybe a couple hundred people, and there were probably people in there that were going, yeah, man, I believe it.
Oh, I know, but, you know, I would have stood up and yelled, prove it. All right, we got to run, Steve. We love you. Call again.
I love you, too.
All right.
I want to throw on this thing here. It's a web commentary by John Meacham, who's the...
Don't read the whole thing. We don't have time.
No, managing editor of Newsweek. And he says, liberty and faith, like reason and faith, need not be mutually exclusive. In fact, there is a strong theological argument for freedom of and from religion. If God himself did not compel obedience or love, then who are men to try? Boom.
Well,
good line.
Katrina was coming because there was a gay event planned in New Orleans.
Well, didn't Robertson...
How could anybody stand any place with a straight face and make that comment?
Robertson said that a hurricane was going to hit Orlando because they had some big gay thing at Disney World or something, and the hurricane wound up hitting his headquarters in Virginia.
Who sends these people money?
I fear to think. I can't. It's like serial killers. I don't want to get into their heads. I don't want to get into the heads
really.
Of people that send them money. It's dark in there.
Who would send somebody who would make a statement like that? How could you send somebody money that would make a statement like that? unbelievable. It is. It's unbelievable. To me, it's like so foreign. It's like I can't even. You're right. I can't get on the same planet with anybody who thinks that way. You don't think that way, there, do you, Gina? I don't think you do. Do you?
Absolutely not.
No.
And that's embarrassing. Statement.
God created this pothole on I-25 because he wanted my axle and my wheel to fall off. Okay, but how many of us in times of stress have not said, God must be punishing me?
Misunderstanding of the gospel.
Think about how egotistical that is.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. With everything that's going on in the world, God's got time to single you out and punish you? What, do you think he's got bigger fish to fry? You ever run across somebody who tells you that God talks to them?
I don't think I want to go there.
Why? Because you're gonna. Why are you gonna tell me that God talks to you? Okay, what's his voice sound like? Or how do we know it's a him? How about if it turned out to be a her? Then what?
Hmm. That's not written down anywhere.
Well, doesn't mean it's not true. There are a lot of things that aren't written down. All right, let's get to our final look at traffic with you this morning. Of course, we got traffic all day, but it hasn't been that bad today, has it?
No, it's actually been really nice. And right now it's uneventful for the most part across the metro area. No new collisions or issues. You got good speeds just about wherever you are, including I-70 westbound into the high country. If you want to try to hit the slopes this late, just watch out for some icy spots at the tunnel. Those summit passes, same situation. I would expect, too, those eastbound lanes to get very busy for the afternoon commute as everybody heads home. Weather today, mostly cloudy. Late afternoon rain and snow showers expected. High of 50. Right now, mostly sunny and 44. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Have you tried the bacon breakfast bistro sandwich at Sonic yet? It looks like the ciabatta bread might be hard and crusty, but it's not.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all makes and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-775-3414. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-775-3414. That's 1-800-775-3414.
It's 303-423-7171, the mortgage store. They are the guaranteed pros.
Get progressive about your career. You listen to AM 760, now you can join the team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and want to help business owners market to AM 760 listeners, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to maxbrooks@clearchannel.com today. Political affiliation is not a consideration. For a complete list of all available positions, visit clearcareers.com. That's clearcareers.com. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
You've earned it. Now, protect it. When most people hear the words estate plan, they think, one, I don't have an estate, or two, I'm not going to die anytime soon. But if you don't have an estate plan, or your current plan is out of date, you and your family could be in great danger. Please join me, Bennett Braverman, attorney at law, and my colleague, Malia Lindquist, for a free seminar. Learn why estate planning is a crucial protection for you and your loved ones.
Attend this free estate planning seminar, 1 week only, 3 different locations to choose from. Tuesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Omni Interlochen Resort. Wednesday, February 21st at 6:30 p.m. at the Hotel Boulderado. And Thursday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Boulder Marriott. Get the truth about protecting yourself, your family, and your assets. Call today for reservations, 303-541-0707. Space is limited. Call 303-541-0707.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 49. Chance of rain or snow. And we're doing our best to hang in here until 10 o'clock. 303-713-7600. And let me go back to the phones. And we'll go to Jeremy in Fort Collins. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to speak on this topic because I consider myself to be scientific-minded, open-minded, yet I feel the Christian viewpoint is often associated with being delusional or weak-minded.
Well, can you blame people for feeling that way when you got people out there like James Dobson, Pat Robertson, and Jerry Falwell and others who make crackpot statements?
No, I agree with you totally. They make crackpot statements, and I think that is part of what pushes us in that direction of feeling that way, but I just wanted to speak from, yes, for some moderate Christians to come speak, and I just feel like with the BS in biochem and a good understanding, I teach chemistry, I have a good understanding of the molecular view of how the world works and quantum physics, you know, even that world can be spooky or odd or not fit what we see. So to me, it just seems more judgmental for me to be judged as being delusional just for the sake of believing in something that I'm the one with the personal experience in, and I'm the one who's seen, who has enough historical evidence to believe it to be true. But yet, I'm the one who's judged as delusional or weak-minded.
Hmm. Well, how do your contemporaries treat you? I mean, how do they view things?
Oh, it's a little of both. Oddly enough, you know, oftentimes the whole science versus, you know, God thing is often seen as two separate, worlds to be within. But I'd say it's about half and half. Some believe, you know, strictly in a non-God formation of, you know, how things work, and some have an intertwining of both. I happen to be the one with intertwining of both. And
so you'd be proof that that God and science can coexist.
I totally think they coexist.
Do they do they complement each other?
I think they do, and again, if you go to the higher levels of physics, quantum physics that have been around since the early 20th century with Einstein or Bohr or Schrodinger, and you talk about wave-particle duality or entanglement, all these levels of how things are interconnected, that did not make any sense to the 20th century scientists. It did not agree with any of the viewpoints seen in classical physics with Newton and the apple dropping and gravity. And it's been going on for 100 years, and still we don't completely understand the dynamics of it. We just can use it to make predictions, and we believe it to be true based upon our predictions coming true over and over again. So I kind of feel, you know, the whole God and science thing is coming closer and closer together with this kind of, it's not as mechanistic of a world as we had once thought up through, you know, classical physics time up through the 20th century. It's much more based on probabilities and kind of a spooky, weird world. So, I don't know.
Well, why do you think most people feel that religion and science are incompatible? And why is it that there are some religious people who reject science?
Sadly, I think humans are humans, and historical power and politics. I think, you know, during the Victorian time of, you know, Darwinian movement coming out saying that there's no kind of removing the need for God, that was opposed to what some of the people in power at that point believed in. So it makes sense for them, on a personal, selfish reason, to kind of keep their power and be anti that Darwinian movement. Or, you know, even back to Galileo's time, when the Pope was, you know, Galileo was punished for the fact that he took the Earth out of the center of the universe, which was what contemporary view at that point wanted to believe. So I think it's more of a political conflict and a power conflict more than, you know, a Christian conflict. I mean, me as a Christian, I see myself as I am trying to live a life in accordance with what Christ has taught me is possible. And I'm convinced that it's better to have compassion for people. It's better to be honest with people. It's better to care for one another. So this hatred and, you know, discriminatory views, I don't really support. And I think that's more selfish rather than Christian-based.
All right. Great call, man. I'm glad you called. Hope you call again.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye. All right. I like that. I like that a lot. Mark in Broomfield. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Whoa. Hey, Jay.
Hi, Mark.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're on.
All right. Thank you. Well, just a little preparatory on myself. I was born and raised in the South, South Florida, sort of around the buckle of the Bible Belt, I guess. And Southern Baptist, went to church twice on Sunday, once on Wednesday, and that's how I was raised. My father was probably the best human being I ever met. And he's gone now, but he was the one that showed me no preachers or no teachers or anything else. He was a carpenter, not a bad trade. And he would take me with him to visit people, to fix people's houses and, you know, restore gutters and stuff for old people. And, you know, those are the kinds of things when the scripture says that Jesus went about doing good. I mean, to me, and I'll give you my struggles here in just a second if you give me a chance, but I actually ended up going to Bible college, seminary, and was in the ministry for a while. And I saw more meanness and hatred and backbiting in the church than I have ever seen. And it got to the point where I just couldn't handle it anymore, and I had to get out. And there's a certain amount of guilt that you have to understand. Someone like me or other Christians that were raised similar to me, guilt is a big issue, and I haven't heard us talk about that very much. As far as the training, the indoctrination.
Yeah, guilt goes along with religion. You're right about that.
Yep.
I've had it pulled on me, too.
It's hard to get away from. It's hard to escape from, and I've been struggling with guilt for years.
But let me ask you, though. When you say you've been struggling with guilt for years, what do you feel guilty about? The fact that you decided to take another path in life?
Yes.
How do you know God didn't mean for you to do that?
I don't.
Well...
And
I mean, that wouldn't be my way of looking at it, but it might be your way of looking at it. Maybe God decided you'd be useful some other place.
Yeah. Well, what I have come down to, you know, when you make a great sauce, you simmer it down to the flavors and everything is just perfect. What I have boiled all this down to is that my main goal in life is to be a decent human being.
You sound like one to me.
I think that. You know, and I've been very philosophical. I've taken all the philosophy courses and theology courses and the exegesis and the Greek and the Hebrew and all that stuff. And it's just, it's all man-made. Everything is man-made. I mean, every teacher, every book. And I used to have a huge library that I've since given away. And all of it comes from man. All of it is man's interpretation of God, which is what theology is. So... If you boil it all down, who was Jesus? And whether he was the Son of God and divine, I'm like that the caller before, two before. I don't know. What I do know is that it is extremely important for everyone to strive, and I think the Democrats do it best, to strive to be a decent human being. And that is way more complicated. You could write a thesis on what that means. And I'm not even close, you know, and
yeah.
I'm still, like, groping in the dark just like everybody else.
Well, I think we all grope in the dark, and I think we always will, and we have to look to various sources for answers, and some people get it out of religion, some people get it out of alcohol, some people get it out of drugs, some people get it out of sex, some people get it, you know, you have to look and find, but hey, know this, you're not the only one who's out there. We're all out there with you.
Yep.
We're all out there, well, man, with you, trying to struggle and figure out what the hell all this is about.
Yep.
I just think it's really important because, you know, I came from people like Dobson and all that stuff, and I used to look up to them, and I, you know, when I saw, it was always, I was always a rebellious type, you know. Apologies to my parents, but
yeah, well, you know what?
Maybe.
Don't apologize because some of the most rebellious people in the world make some of the best people around. Listen, I got to run, Mark. Call me again, man. We'll talk again.
You bet. Thanks, Jake.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, 9:51. Rick Morgan looks at traffic.
Jay, still no surprises on the highway drive around town. Means you should be able to get to where you need to go with no problem at all. I-25 looking good north and south of downtown through the bridges. Wide open on I-70 on both sides of town, but just off I-70 at 45th and Josephine, right near York. There's a rollover crash there causing a few delays. But as far as the highways go, still looking good on the rest of I-70. 225 looks good across Aurora. Shouldn't have any trouble on 270 across Commerce City. And still seeing good speeds on the turnpike right now in both directions to and from Boulder. Weather forecast, partly cloudy, but a chance of some rain or snow showers later on this afternoon with a high around 50. A few snow showers possible tonight, low of 23. Partly sunny and 47 for tomorrow. Right now it's 48 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it.
Mm.
But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
At Rockies. And they've got their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500 and they'll put down $1,005 and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. And plus, I'd like to go check them out because Mary and I have had nothing but great success at Rockies. As I mentioned earlier, we have made it all the way through the winter with our little four-wheel drive vehicle, and it has been great. And it's great on gas mileage, and it's just done wonderful. And we got it at Rockies. We not only saved money, but we got a great vehicle as well. Check out Rockies on the net, rockiesautos.com, or get on down there and talk to my friends Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, or any of the folks working at Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., which means they're open until 9 tonight. And they've got a ton of people there that are just ready to help you and ready to put you in the vehicle that you're looking for. And the list there goes on and on. They've got over, oh, Lord, must be 600 vehicles on the lot. So check them out, Rockies Autos. They've always done well by us, by our friends, by our family, and they'll do well by you, too. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Homeowners, if your resolution for 2007 is to save more money, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 50%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-448-8133. Quicken Loans could cut your mortgage payment up to 50% so you could make your money work harder. You could pay off high-interest credit card bills or increase your savings. Just call Quicken Loans at 800-448-8133. With over 150 exclusive loan products, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you could cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 50%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-448-8133. That's 800-448-8133. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-448-8133.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, morning, 9:56, 56 minutes past the hour. Chance of rain and snow and a high of 41. J. Marvin, John M., John Turk. And what, we got time for one more call?
Yeah, why not?
I think we got time to get one more in here. Let's go to Denny in Boulder County. Denny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, I get to listen periodically, and I hear these so-called Christians calling in. And I think it's important for us to make a differentiation between a New Age Christian, these current people, and what Christianity used to stand for. You know, we Christianity used to mean welcoming others and respecting other people and honoring diversity and attracting people to our faith by our deeds. And these New Age people, they just, you know, they want to ram their beliefs, and their beliefs, and not necessarily facts, their beliefs, down people's throats. And their assumption is, if you don't believe like I do, that there's something wrong with you. And it's got nothing to do with facts or scientific, exploring theories and getting proof and validation. It's all got to do with just pure belief. And we have to understand what we're dealing with.
Would you call them New Age, or would you call them evangelicals?
Well, evangelical, but they don't like the term New Age. And the New Age is supposed to reflect something that's bad. So I use the term New Age. But yeah, evangelical, they're probably, and I don't want to clump all Christians together. I think there's some very good Christians, who are basically walking the walk and seeking others through attraction. Versus battering people and calling them names and putting down people who don't believe exactly the way I do.
Well, I think you're going to find that in any organization, but I'll reiterate what I started out with. I think it's time mainstream Christians came forward and denounced people like Dobson and others for hijacking their faith and ill-representing them in the media. I got to go. I'm out of time.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck. Bye.
All right, that's it for this morning. See you tomorrow morning.
I'll be here.
Giant asteroid hits this planet. We'll be back.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles. Many with remaining factory warranty. And special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
I've won. Bad things sometimes happen to good people. Now you can stop the collection calls, lower your interest rates, stop the outrageous fees.